Blog Talk Radio.
What about tomorrow? Time for us to start winning is now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, all right?
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes. Look at the speed. Oh, my goodness. Breaks the tackle. Going to take it to the house. 92 yards. Tying with the defender. Saquon Barkley.
You got to stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for David Harrison early.
And you got to pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child. Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
But do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
You saying we going 16-0,
huh? 16-0, bro. How dare you say anything worse?
How about
your mind?
You know
he
just drafted the Messiah.
Obi and the one and only
Shake
Montana.
If that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it.
Now here is your host, Shakes Montana.
All right. What's going on, Big Blue Nation? Sports fans all over the world. Welcome to the Shakedown. Show for the fans, by the fans. I'm your host, Shakes, right now. It is East Style Friday. But, y'all, my boy did a Twitter Spaces earlier. I'm not sure what he had in store or what was going on today, as far as tonight, as far as Blog Talk, as far as this show right here. But I said, man, I wasn't there for the spaces. I got to do a show, man. We got a new general manager by the name of Joe Shane. Right? I called him Joe Sean in previous episodes, didn't know how to pronounce his name correctly, but now that he is a New York football giant general manager, please put some respect on his name and get it right. So Joe Shane is now the general manager for us, and I'll speak on how I feel about it right now. Wasn't my choice. And I'm hearing that a lot. Wasn't my first choice, but a lot of people seem to be impressed, and a lot of people seem to like this choice. My take is, I wanted Pioli. And then he wasn't even a candidate. So out of the candidates, I wanted my boy in Baltimore. But he didn't get a second interview. So out of the three candidates, I started to like Peters a lot after the resume was spoken of on yesterday's show. At first, I liked Ryan Poles a lot. I'm not against Shane. Wasn't ever against Shane. Always was impressed with Shane. Always said, yo, I mean, if he was the guy. And just, you know, everybody had their own favorites. But all in all, this guy, ultimately won over the ownership, and he got the job. Now, the thing that I'm reserved on is, like, I don't want him to be pigeonholed into bringing his guy along and Dabo, whatever y'all want to pronounce his name. Not John, yeah, so we don't, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if we get it right or yet, or right or not yet. But in the bowl, or I don't want him to be pigeonholed to, I'm bringing my guy in, and that's it. Because like I said in past shows, you have the possibility to bring in a Harbaugh. You have a possibility to bring in Flores. Brian Flores. You got a possibility at Dan Quinn. That's the name that kept coming to my head, and I didn't want to say his name before I said it. Brian Flores. But you got Quinn, there is numerous guys. Now, I just seen a report that we could be interested in Todd Bowles. There is numerous names being brought out here that I respect myself as coaches in this league. I respect Flores for what he's done in Miami. The only one is Dan Quinn. I'm going to be honest. Like, Dan Quinn, I don't like. I'm not impressed. And I don't want to go that route. But everything else, Brian Flores, Harbaugh, even the new one, Todd Bowles, right, that's being brought out there. I like these candidates. So, that's that. I'm looking forward to seeing who Joe Shane brings in as his head coach, his partner. If it's his guy, then fine. I hope it's great. I wanted to do that. I wanted to look at the Buffalo Bills offense in the past few years, see what they looking like and see what their life like. But they just put up like 40 points in the playoffs. So I would say they doing pretty goddamn good. Yeah, man, so. I mean, I really don't subscribe and like too much of their offense. I like their offensive line. That's good, because that's what we need. Their wide receivers is good. I like Diggs and Beasley. That's a good combination to me. I like Dawson Knox. I don't too much like their running game, but they have what I like about it is that they have a plethora of them. So obviously they know what a good running back looks like. So hopefully they come in and be like, look, Saquon is the man, you know, and that's what I want. But and then you got the quarterback and Allen, who I wasn't, you know, he wasn't my guy going into the draft. But yes, I am very impressed with this guy since he's been in the league, not his first year, but every year after that I've seen progression, and now he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league. So, obviously, they seen that, and that's a good indication for me. Now, as far as, because I listened to a lot of the Spaces episode earlier, and they were speaking of Russell Wilson, Watson, Aaron Rodgers, and Charlie came on and actually brought up the name. Sorry about that. That offense is okay, you know what I mean, and I like it, I mean, but again, it's not my cup of tea, right? That's what I would say. His offense that they bought in out, again, granted, they traded for Diggs. That's something that I look at a lot, like, okay, and then I heard that he was a big part of that in Joe Shane. So I think the GM actually wanted to keep the pick, but Shane was like, no, you get that man. And they did that, and it worked out very well for the Buffalo Bills and for Josh Allen. He was a big part of that. So I'm impressed with him. I just, again, I'm looking at the fact that if he brings in the bowl, what would this offense identity would look like? And I wanted to chop it up with my boys about it and see, like, not only how has their offense progressed in these years as Buffalo, but also, DeBoer is the guy at head coach because Shane wants him or wants his partner to be there with him. What kind of identity will he bring to this New York Football Giants team? And that's what I tried to think about when I sat back and listened to the Spaces earlier, which was a great job by my boy who hosted it and been hosting it for the last 2 days, filling in for LRP yesterday, doing this thing, man. Appreciate the work that you have done. Either chose one from the Bronx. But I listened to it, and I got a lot of intake from a lot of what the fans were saying in the Spaces, especially earlier today, because that's the one I really listened to. I listened to the one earlier today, and, you know, because we just had a new hire, I wanted to definitely check the temperature and see how, like, people was feeling about it and how the fans was feeling about it. And, again, man, it was a great episode to listen to, man, because you had a lot of good people come on and talk about this this move that we made today, and their intake and what they thought about them. It was very insightful. Very insightful. I learned a lot just listening to today's episode and Spaces. So he the chosen one from the Bronx, man. He is with me today, right now. He's here. It is East Style Fridays. It is his day. It is his show. I just started this shit up because I was like, man, we gotta have a motherfucking show, man. I missed earlier and I gotta speak on what's going on. But he the chosen one from the Bronx, man. Where you at, man? What's going on? Peace, God.
Peace, King. What's going on, baby? You know I couldn't let you be out on the panhandle without your boy coming through with the back, behind the back pass for the alley-oop. Even though you may not dunk it, you can throw it back to me. I promise to put it down. You still get credit for the assist. I love you, brother. Happy Friday. Yeah, I know what time it is. 914-205-5796 is the number to call in. It's East Style Shakes Friday, actually, brother. We've been switcheroo-ing the whole week. Thank you for the love and everything for earlier today, but I got to throw something back at you. The reason why that type of thing was able to happen in the Spaces earlier is because of the training and the love that I got 5 years ago from being put on to my brothers with this thing here. So thank the Lord that I have progressed, I have matured, and I was able to do something like that for us, and you were able to enjoy that. Even though you physically weren't there, but you, we know you, Elephant Montaigne, you absorbed everything from earlier, and like you said, you learned things. So I'm here to break down this new hire. You know Sean was one of the guys that I was okay with. He was my number two. Poles was first. Sean was second. So I'm okay with the hire. I would like to break down the last 3 years, what he's done in Buffalo, the roles he's played, and everything that you want to talk about, my brother. So I'm here to go as long as you would like on the conversation, get into everything that you want to talk about, and give the people, most of all, what they need to hear. Let's do it. It's Shakes Friday.
No doubt, man. I appreciate that, man. And you know what? I just want to say a couple things, two things real quick. First off, I love every last one of my fans, because I listen to the Spaces, and when I hear it, I hear where it shakes, and Shakes got to get on here. And dude even went as far as saying, man, it takes like 2 minutes, man, get your shit together. Get on here. So the lobbying for me, the calling for me, I do appreciate it, and I do hear you, and I will be there. So thank you. I do appreciate it. That makes me feel welcomed and wanted, and nowadays that means a lot. Second, we got Black Freezy with us as well, man. What's going on, man?
You know what time it is. It's the God Hour. What's up, baby?
Peace to the earth. What's going on, baby?
Ready to break this thing down one more again after we done already served plate of it, baby.
Remember,
it's on you.
Talking about it on this day and the day prior and this and that. Yo, Shane Show, Show and Show. What's the man name? How you know this? Show and Show?
Yeah, Shane.
Shane? Because I'm getting like three different
yep.
names.
All right. Yeah, no, we got it. All we right. got it correct. Spaces earlier. It is Joe Shane. And I know, and that's how we got to pronounce it, because he is our general manager now. We got to get his name right. We got to put some respect on his name. So go ahead, Black Freak.
I see. Yeah, man. I told y'all ESPN had did some predictive programming. They put that shit out beforehand. I like this. I like this, man. Hopefully, it comes with some Flores love or the ball. I'm cool with them all. Man. I ain't going to front. There's so many good coaches out there right now, especially D.C. I can't wait. Let's dig in, baby.
Oh, boy. This is the shit that Because, listen, right, like, no disrespect to the general manager search because, excuse me, but, like, cool and all, like, I was interested in that, really. Y'all saying I was very invested into the search. But this is really what I wanted to get to, the head coaching search. Everybody knows I want Harbaugh. Everybody knows I want Harbaugh. Pause, right? But
did you hear what Dick said about Harbaugh?
No, I didn't. And we'll get to that. Hold on 1 second, right? I want Harbaugh, right? But I'm not opposed to Flores. I like Flores. I'm not opposed to Todd Bowles, who is now being brought up into the mix, right? I like Todd Bowles, too. I don't like Dallas dude. Name, like, bro.
Dan Quinn.
Thank you. Not with him, bro. I'm not with that, but I'm glad that they're doing the due diligence, right, when we spoke on yesterday. But, man, this is where I'm, like, all in. Like, I'm, like, fully in. Like, I want to know who's going to be coaching and leading the way in this Joe Shane era that we are in now. But really, I want to know, how are you feeling, Black Freezy, about the Joe Shane hire? And then how, like, who do you, now that he's the general manager, and this is for both of y'all, as well as me, the whole panel. Now that Shane is the general manager, who do I want as the head coach? And is the ball, like, are y'all afraid of the ball? Because, real quick, to me, I get it, that's your man's and all. I get it that you're comfortable with him, and maybe he can relate what you want to do with this organization better than probably everybody else. But I don't want you to be pigeonholed to making that decision because that's what you're comfortable with. Yeah, I want you to make sure that you do go out and look at a Harbaugh. I want you to make sure that you do your due diligence. If Carroll leaves Seattle, maybe you talk to Carroll. Maybe you got to talk to Flores. You got to talk to Quinn. You got to do these guys. Pause. But you got to talk to these guys. So I don't want you pigeonholed. And that's my whole thing, and that's why I was a little bit, like, reserved on Shane being the guy, because I was like, man, I don't want him coming in and being like, all right, I don't give a fuck about nobody else. This is my guy. And that's what I don't want. So that's my only reservation as far as Shane. Other than that, his resume is impressive. Go ahead, Black. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the hiring turned, I was watching a little bit of BBK today. Oh, I think that's what it was. But I don't know what they're calling it, but you know, they had one of the general managers or the guys that was in the building when he was at Carolina. He was basically saying this guy started from the giddy up. He was, you know, started from getting coffee to, you know, I mean, working his way into player personnel. So. And then they started talking about how he built the line. And he built the line with, you know, names that weren't household names, right? Outside of, what's my name? Darrell Williams, who came from the Panthers, you know what I'm saying, which is a connection of his. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, from Dawkins to Cody Ford, who he said that he ain't standing out. I didn't really realize he was going to say it like that. But, he was basically saying this guy is, you know, if anything, this guy wants to know the answers to the test before he sits down and takes the test. You know what I mean? He's one of these guys that's overprepared. And I like it, and I'm not scared. I'm not scared of him, and I'm not scared of who he selects, because I believe if you jump out to be the GM, you already have your portfolio and your resume laid out, what you want to do. So if his guys are available and these are the guys we are interviewing, I'm not scared of whoever the head coach is. I'm not at this point. I'm not. And I think the Bulls, I'm not, the only thing I don't really like about, you know, from what I've seen, just eye level, I don't know, you know, specifically or how it's breaking down. But the Bulls looks like, you know, he runs the ball, you know, he tries to, but they don't look too consistent with it. You know what I mean? So, but also, Allen is also a runner himself. So, that's exciting. But I think the Bulls also would be interested in my son, Malik Willis, who a lot of people I feel out there hate. It's all good, though. Thank you. But, yeah, man, that's about it, though. I mean.
No. You know, that's perfect.
I want Brian Flores. But I know he comes with a lot because he's trying to bring a whole quarterback that comes with a movement, that comes with a lot of things, right? So
ultimately, you think that would be something that would be in Flores' way? I'm not sure. Like I know that's what he's saying. Like, that's his package deal. He wants to bring in Watson with him. Watson also said that the Giants is on his destination list. But will the Giants want to bring in that media circus, right? Hold on, right? Now, I know I get a little off base sometimes because I watch a lot of motherfucking TV and movies and things like that. And sometimes I get a little persuaded from these shows and movies and stuff like that. But I honestly believe, right, and I just started on that, but I really honestly believe that these shows be telling you something. These movies be telling you something. They show you something that's prevalent to what's going on behind the scenes. They're trying to show you something if you can catch it. Now, the reason why I'm saying that right now is because there is a TV series that I believe everybody possibly knows, and that is The Game, right? The TV series The Game. Now, it came out early 2000s, something like that. And they got canceled, and they got picked back up. And then they had a couple more seasons, and then they got, you know, they went off air again. Well, they are back, right? They are back. And they are back on Paramount Plus, I believe, right? And if you didn't catch this new season, that's not a detriment to you because a lot of people ain't catch it, right? But I did. And in this season, they show a lot. They show a whole lot. And I suggest if you haven't catched it yet, go ahead and look at it. Go watch it because it's good. It really is good. And one of the things that they show, right, well, they showed a lot, but one of the things that they show is the day-to-day operations of an owner to general manager to head coach, all that shit. Okay? Now, in this, in this show, they touch on, basically Malik is trying to be the owner of this new football team. But he has to take on being a player's representative, all that. So these things of player, like health and all that. They touch on all these things. And I watch it. Basically, what I get from this is like, You know what? Fuck it. Scratch that. Don't even matter. This shit is about the Giants. And I just want the head coach to not be pigeon-toed to this general manager. I want him to do his due diligence and get the right guy into the situation. And I don't want the just because of the relationship to stand in the way. That's the only reservation that I had about Shane and DeBoe. And I don't have nothing against DeBoe, but when I look at DeBoe, even though it's kind of crazy to say it, because they just put up 40 points in the playoffs, but still, I don't see nothing dynamic with this offense that makes me say, yo, this guy is an innovative, offensive-minded guy. And that's what I'm reserved on.
I think it's just everything with him, you know, and a lot of teams. It all starts with the quarterback. You know what I mean? All starts with the quarterback and what they want to do. So, you think what was happening with Nate Peterman in the room. That shit wasn't jumping at all.
It was definitely jumping.
It wasn't. I think he was a part of that. Like, okay, that didn't work out. Now we got to address this quarterback situation, which was great because not only did they address it, they traded all the way up to make sure that they got their guy in Josh Allen. They traded up. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't no, okay, we at the fifth spot and we just taking Josh Allen. No, that was, okay, the Browns took their guy, Jets took their guy. We got to make sure and take that we get ours. And they could have went Rosen, right? Because that was the next guy up in which we was in that draft going hindsight, going back into that draft. They could have went Rosen, which a lot of us was like, oh, man, they're going to go Rosen this one. And they traded up, but they went Josh Allen. And that what tells me is that they knew who their guy was, and they did what they had to do to go get him. And that guy that does that, I want that guy. So, shout-outs to Shane on that part, but again, don't be pigeonholed to DeBoe, man. I'm just saying. And I'm not saying he's not the guy. But I'm saying do your due diligence. That's all that I'm saying. Because you can possibly have Harbaugh, and that would be crazy. But, yeah,
I'm going to piggyback off that because that's a very valid point. Like, most people will be like, oh, you know, bring in DeBoe, Leslie Frazier, or one of the guys that he's comfortable and familiar with. That also puts a lot of pressure on him if you think about it. Because if you don't do your diligence and you bring a guy in here and he's not the guy and it looks like that, it looks twice as bad. Just like how it would look twice as good if they're successful. But he's going to trust his guy first, and that's where it comes in, Shakes, when you say do your due diligence, because a lot of people feel like the due diligence is by trusting the guy I'm successful with currently. Remember, we're talking about actual current success as opposed to guys who have had a tenure somewhere and were saying, hey, listen, we're calling you from this place, and we want to know what's going on with you because we see the potential in you. We're about to watch what these guys have put together coming up this weekend. Well, we're here tomorrow. So the comfort level is so high that due diligence I pray don't take a back seat either. Because I understand DeBole is his guy. We all get that. But if you can have a Harbaugh, a Jim Caldwell, a Flores, a Byron Leftwich, like, yo, I'm not saying that DeBole is the worst or he's not the best out of those guys. I'm just saying, do you move yourself off of your launching pad, as we use for quarterbacks, to say, you know what, I understand how comfortable that I am, but this guy is actually better.
Hey, let me also say it, like, my point of bringing up the game, right, was, for example, on the game, there was a running back, right, who had a girlfriend. He was 18, and his girlfriend was 16. And then, like, they got caught or whatever, and then he gets charged for motherfucking rape or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he had to do some time in jail. So this is what happened. This dude was trying to try out for the team, but the owner was not trying to give him a chance because of the media, right? Because when he caught a pass, anything in practice, he caught a pass, they were booing and saying, oh, you're a rapist, right? So even though he was beasting out, every time he would do something, they was doing that. So the owner was like, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. And he was not trying to give this dude a chance. So I brought that up, and I lost my way of thinking why I brought that up, but I caught it once Ida Chosun was talking. It's the same thing with Watson. It's like you come into the situation and you saying, okay, this is my quarterback, and if you hire me, this is going to be my quarterback. Well, it kind of, I'm not going to say that that's what it is, but I'm going to say that that makes, you know what I mean, it exists. And that's going to go ahead into the psyche of the owner and saying, do I want to deal with that type of circus? Do I want to deal with that type of backlash? Same example for Michael Vick when Philly had took a chance on him. They knew that they was going to have those protesters out front of their shit while they playing. They knew that they was going to take on all of this. And they was ready for it, and they took on it. But the Giants are not that organization that wants to take on that circus and say, okay, we know how to deal with this. The Giants are the type of organization that says, that's just too much for us, like the owner in the game. So that's why I brought it up. But so that may be a detriment to Flores, maybe. I hope not. And I hope that they make that change in that organization to say, you know what? This is a new, we got motherfuckers sitting out here on TV promoting all types of things. We're not going to speak of, we spoke of on yesterday, and we're not going to do it again right now. But this is an open era. So let it be open. Get out that that old mind, state of mind that you have. Stop all that no. You know, I was going to say it, but I'm not going to say it, but y'all know what I'm saying. Okay? Get out of that mind frame and be open-minded, and let's try to win football games. Stop with your own personal agendas, but put them aside to win football games, because not only are you losing the fan base, but you're losing investors, And that's why they made the changes that they made, because investors started to stand up and say, oh, I'm not dealing with this shit no more. You're losing money now. Do something and make a change. Like Michael Jackson said, make a change. My bad, you know, that's all I had to say about that. I just had to...
Yep. Y'all heard the man.
Stop trying to hurt somebody and start loving somebody.
You know? You know what I mean? It ain't all about the color of the skin no more, man. You know what I mean? Like, it really ain't, though. And, like, you know what I mean? I don't really want to get too deep into it, but, I mean, seriously, like, we got other issues going on right now. You know what I'm saying? LGBTQ is going crazy. You know what I'm saying? They stand for their rights. You know what I'm saying? And which they should. Which they all should. Let me get that out there right now. Everybody should stand up for their rights. And how you believe and what you believe in, stand up for that. I am so into that. But I don't like the agenda that y'all are setting upon. That's the only thing that I don't agree with. The shoving it down our kids' faces, bro, like, y'all got to stop. But everything else, man, everything being open and we not worrying about small fucking things, I love that. And that's what the organization of the New York Football Giants need to be getting on. Fuck the color of the skin. Fuck the sexuality of the person. Can he get the job done? That's all I care about, and that's what all you should care about. Quit the
whole personal
reason,
and that's the reason why, when you said, "Do your due diligence," I don't want them to try to make it seem like, hey, we brought in enough candidates to actually say we did our due diligence. No. Bring in the candidates that makes it a tough choice so your due diligence is actually done. See, we knew, well, I brought it up. Shane been the GM since last week. You know what I mean? Like, that was no secret to a lot of us. But I will not say, oh, they didn't do their due diligence. Because you know why? They kept on interviewing, and they interviewed people with backgrounds that they've never interviewed before. They even got to the point where they got Maurice Carthon's son in here. Call it the Rooney Rule. Yeah, okay, whatever. But guess what? His name is out there now. Although he may have not been a choice, at some point, he will be chosen. Not me, but him. And that does help. You know, so I can say with confidence, you know what? This time around, I respect the way things was handled for the search. Nobody even knew Joe Shane was a candidate 2 months ago. His name, his conversation, there was nothing about him floating in December. So to me, all of these surprising names and candidates and things like that, we were all happy with. That's called due diligence. Dan Quinn shouldn't even be walking into MetLife unless he's walking out losing because he's still with the Cowboys. I do not get it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm in a very, very good mood. I don't want to upset myself. My blood pressure is down. I'm feeling wonderful. Brian Flores, Byron Leftwich, the Bowl, we all get that, right?
Yo,
Jim Caldwell is the name that was brought up.
No, that's it, right? Like, I want all those names. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want all those names to be in the process of interview. The Leftwich, right? Because not only the Harbaughs, the Flores, and the Quinns, and even now the Todd Bowles, but I also want to hear the Leftwiches. I also want to hear the O'Connells, who somebody brought up in the spaces earlier.
Yeah.
The Rams offensive.
From the Rams. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to do your due diligence. Find your guy. Don't be pigeonholed to your DeBose dude because you know him and that's your peoples and he's been over to eat dinner with your family and all that other bullshit. That's nice and cute and all. But do your due diligence and make sure that you get the right guy because I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Let me just talk to you, Shane. Excuse me, either chosen one from the Bronx. Excuse me, Black Freezy, for a second. If he is listening, and I'm sure, because thanks to my boy, either chosen one from the Bronx, doing the spaces, a lot of people are listening now and waiting and listening to what we have to say, and that's a beautiful thing. But if you are listening, Joe Shane, okay? You. This is me and you. Because the last guy was my grandfather, and we had the kind of same mind frame and kind of fucked up everything. So I can't really say too much, but what I'm going to say to you is, is to just make sure that you get this shit right. Do you? Listen, it was all good in New York State. It was all good because nobody even knew who you was. They didn't know what you was doing. People in the organizations and all that knew what you was doing, but us as fans, we didn't know. We know now. And what we know now, we want you to keep the same energy. But not only that, make sure that you get this shit right, bro. Because if you don't, if you do not get this right, your head will be on the chopping block. This fan base is so fucking thirsty and hungry to win. You don't have room for error, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry it's like that. But this is where your expertise come into fruition. Because if you're good at what you do, then you shouldn't be worried at all. But I'm telling you right now, you have no room for error. If we end up winning only 4 games next year, trust and believe, the fan base are going to be looking at you like, what are you doing? So, get it right. Get it right now. That's my message to you. You do not have 3-4 years to get it right. You have two. Two. And if you don't get it right by then, trust and believe, this fan base is going to want something new. We're thirsty. We're hungry. We want to win. We've been sucking for too goddamn long. We've been sucking so long, pause, that you can call us Superhead. Let that sink in. That's it. That's all I had to say about that. That was my message to you, Joe Shane.
Hey, we know who's on mute.
No, there ain't nobody on mute. Everybody's good. But on that note, let me bring on OG Steve from DC, man. Heard from you early on in Spaces, right? That was you on there.
Yo.
You, man. What's
Happy
going
Friday,
on?
Everybody, what's cracking?
Hey, what's
Friday.
Going on, baby? Happy Friday again, OG.
Call it. You know,
Just enjoying hearing, you know, the passion once again. Everybody got something to hold on to, and you know, and hang their hat on. Me, you know, I'm glad we are finally at this step, and I'm really looking. It's all, you got to get the head coach right. It's really all about the head coach, man. I'm going wrong. I know GMs matter. Don't get me wrong, but if the GM is going to do what his job and really work to get the coach the ingredients he needs in order to cook up the recipe once, and it's all about the coach. So I think we all kind of figured it was going to go this way. So they got what they really wanted, somebody who looked just like them, looked real good in the tie and all that shit. Okay, the resume's there. Now it's time to produce. And the first thing you got to do is you got to bring the right coach in here, and then you got to be smart enough to get the fuck out the way. Just get him the players he wants and let him do what he needs to do, and keep the money situation right. That's all you got to do, man. So I don't think we're as far away as many people do, but ownership got to stay out the way, and, you know, and it's time for a new day. We've done what we're supposed to do this far, and hopefully they'll continue to do that, so.
Here's the thing, OG, right, about Shane, right, and it's encouraging, right, because you say, like, all you had to do is really, like, okay, get the head coach and then stay out the way. You know what I mean? Get them the right guys and all that, and I agree with all that. But at the same time, And also I agree with, this is the shit that I'm into. Like, I want the head coach. This is what I really was trying to get into, like the head coaching search. The GM is cool, and that's fine, and I'm glad that we made the choice that we made, and hopefully that we did get it right this time. But it's the head coaching right now, right? Like, this is what I'm really into. This is the meat and potatoes. But when you say, you know what I mean, that's your job and then get out the way, it's not to me. Because also, and again, encouraging, because he has to deal with that cap money that Gettleman left us with. He has to deal with that money situation. And all credit to Ida Tojima from the Bronx for bringing this up. He was great in the analytics. He was he has been a part of that situation where when he came in, Buffalo Bills were strapped for cash. They were fucked. They were fucked. And he got them out of that situation. So somebody that has experience in the doing something like that, that is all encouraging and great to him, that he has that, like, he knows what he's doing in that aspect. So that, I can see why they made the choice that they made. But he has to come in here and make sure that he shapes out this roster and get this money back right, and still keep the talent, the core of talent here as well, which is, it shouldn't be hard. And I'm grateful that he has been through this before, because for somebody that hasn't been through this before and say, oh, man, like, now you just throw this shit up on him and now he got to make decisions on what the fuck to do, that's hard. But for somebody that has been in this situation where they was fucked on the cash and they got their way out of it and he knows how to do so, I'm grateful for that, because that's where the fuck we at right now. So that's his job right now, to get the head coach and to get the money right. That's his main focuses. No opposed? I guess not.
No, not at all. But, you guys know that we did interview Brian DeBoer, right? I don't know if you knew that or not, Shakes. I came in maybe about 5 to 7 minutes into the show. You don't. You guys know that we interviewed him already. We had a we had a virtual interview with Brian DeBoe about 20 minutes ago.
I mean, you know, we didn't speak on it, and I'm glad you broke that news, so shout-outs to you again. You're on the road today, Freestyle Friday. But I'm not surprised because, I mean, listen, to me, right, just putting – you know how I do. I put myself in other people's shoes and try to say, like, what are they thinking when they do what they do. And if I am Joe Shane, if I was announced general manager today, right, knowing that it is nothing but a phone call to my boy, DeBoe, DeBoe, however you want to pronounce it, I don't give a fuck which, right?
Duval,
I don't give a fuck, right? Right? But if that's my man, and it's nothing but a phone call, soon as I am hired, that's like me being hired to BBK, and they like, yeah, yo, you can bring your whole team, right? Y'all don't think that I'm going to sit there, or you can make your own team, whatever. And y'all don't think I'm going to sit there and call either Tozo from the Bronx or call Black Freezy and say, yo, I got this money. I just got hired over here. And they said I can bring whoever I want to bring in. So, what's up? It's nothing but a phone call. So, of course, that's fine. That's great. It should have been that way. It should have been that way. He should have called him the first call. It should have been was, yo, I just got hired, motherfucker. I am the general manager now, motherfucker. You want to come over here? You want to come over here, don't you? You want to come over here? Well, look, man, I'm a interview you right now. I'm going to interview you right now. Because I already know you, dog. So, how's the kids? Yeah, they good? All right. That's the end of the interview, dog. I already know you. That's not surprising to me, dog. So, great. Good job, Shane. You did what I definitely would have done myself. I ain't mad at it.
That was fast as hell, bro. I don't never think that would ever happen in the history of historical events in the NFL. That you hired the GM earlier in the day, and later that night, you have a phone interview that none of us knew about. Like, it ain't like they said, hey, later tonight,
hey,
we'll be interviewing DeBette Dable, you know, just to check in on and see what's going on out here. Like, we didn't, you know, I don't know if anybody knew about that. Like, when did that news hit
like
the
you
airwaves?
Broke that. I believe you broke that just now, because I don't believe
that's
you said 20
crazy.
Minutes ago. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, but I mean, it's definitely in the chat.
Well,
shout out to the Shakedown Crew chat.
But
yo,
as far as
yeah.
airways, I think you broke that right now. You know what I mean? Not as far as reporting, but as far as airways, I believe you broke that right now.
All right, so you know what I'm gonna do? I want to get into what it says about the interview. You feel me? Like, I wanna see what's going on. Who was involved? Who spoke to him? Like, I wanna get a little bit in depth. You know what I'm saying? Like, see what they talking. It's definitely on Giants.com, so everybody can go pull it up. okay. Yeah, this happened at 7:38, bro. So I definitely wouldn't have understood. All right. Giants interview Bills OC Brian Daboll for head coach. East Rutherford, New Jersey, Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll became the first candidate to interview for the New York Giants head coach position. Daboll, 46, spoke Friday evening via conferencing with team president John Mara, chairman Steve Tisch, and Joe Shane. Now, what the hell Joe Shane even talk to that man for? He's sitting in his face on a regular basis. But anyway, who was hired as the Giants' new general manager. Shane and Daboll have worked together with the Bills for the last four seasons. In 2021, Daboll's offense excelled as Buffalo won its second straight AFC East title with an 11-6 record. The Bills finished third in the NFL with 28.4 points a game and fifth with 381.9 yards a game. Quarterback Josh Allen finished sixth in the league with a franchise record, 409 completions, seventh with 36 touchdown passes, and eighth with 4,407 yards. Allen's favorite target, wide receiver Stephon Diggs, caught 103 passes for 1,225 yards and 10 touchdowns. The Bills routed New England last week in a wild card playoff game and will be facing the defending champion Chiefs on Sunday in Kansas City in the divisional round game. In 2020, Daboll was voted the AP's NFL Assistant Coach of the Year after the Bills finished 13-3 and unseated longtime powerhouse New England atop the division. Allen finished second in the NFL Most Valuable Player voting after setting Buffalo's single-season franchise records with 4,544 yards, 37 touchdown passes, and a 69.2 completion percentage and 107.2 passer rating. Daboll joined the Bills in 2008 after helping lead Alabama to its 17th national championship in 2017. He was the Crimson Tide's offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach that season. Daboll has 20 years of NFL coaching experience. He spent 11 seasons with the New England Patriots from 2000 to 2006 and 2013 to 2016 in a variety of roles and helped the franchise win five Super Bowls. Daboll has been an offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, 2009 to 2010, Miami Dolphins, 2011, and Chiefs, 2012. He was also the Jets quarterbacks coach in 2007 and 2008. Prior to entering the NFL, Daboll spent 1 year, 1997, as a volunteer assistant at the College of William & Mary, where he first met Bills coach Sean McDermott, before serving two seasons, 1998 to 1999, as a graduate assistant for Nick Saban at Michigan State. A 1997 graduate of the University of Rochester, Daboll was a two-year starter for the Yellow Jackets as safety. He and his wife, Beth, have five children, Mark, Christian, Aiden, Haven, and Avery. So a lot of people might have not known his resume. Was that serious? But now you know. But the one thing that I got out of this right here, that man has five rings on his hand. He got a whole infinity gauntlet, damn near, right? I didn't know that, so I'm going to keep it real. I did not know he had five rings. And he comes from every winning situation prior, and also we need to take a look at those teams that he was the offensive coordinator from in those 10 years that he was there, because he comes with a 20-year NFL coaching experience, 11 with New England and a variety of other teams, as it says. So quarterbacks, offensive coordinator, quarterbacks, offensive coordinator, and they give him all the credit in the world for Josh Allen's development. As you can see, he is linked to Josh Allen like crazy, because that's why they brought his stats up for the last 2 years and showed who he has become. Because Brian Daboll, or Daboll, we'll find out which way we pronounce it when they say it, is responsible for that. Just saying. There you have it. That man has been interviewed. Now on to the due diligence, as we would say. But I did not know that about his resume. I don't know if you guys knew that either. But that was definitely something that I needed to hear. Five rings? Two sticks?
Nah, I didn't know that. I don't think a lot of people knew that. Somebody said that, I think, in the spaces earlier, though. I'm not sure. But either way, dude obviously knows what a winning organization looks like. So that's definitely a notch under his belt.
I'm going to definitely do my due diligence, too. And like I said, I'm going to search the offensive categories on all of the teams that he was on. I'm going to see how the quarterback's years was, regardless to their records. And I'm going to see what it was that he was being a QB whisperer in or his effect in those situations and roles. Because I cannot remember those teams off the top of the head, you know, and what they were doing at those times. So, I'll get into that.
Well,
but
I'm looking at
that.
I'm looking at the Bleacher Report right now, and they also saying Leslie Frazier is supposed to be interviewed this weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. So, let the search begin. But, yeah, you're absolutely correct. Jordan Renan as well confirmed it. The interview with the ball was virtual, already complete. Spoke with Mara, Tish, and Sean. Or Shane. Excuse me.
So, yeah, man. I'm very, very excited, man, about what's coming up and how we don't have to worry about certain things because they're not even going to be a part of our situation no more. And what I mean by that is cultural-wise, nepotism, a losing feeling when you walk into MetLife and turn on your TV on Sundays like, man, this is not going to change. We have a whole new, brand new, clean slate, new GM. We're about to get a new head coach. So I do want to bring up a name that has been surfacing that they may conduct an interview. Who knows? I don't know. But if not for head coach, I want to know how do you guys feel about Patrick Graham? Because he's still a part of the organization, and he's well-respected around the league, and there's not been any word on him. So we all know when that takes place, no word is a good thing. I mean, they've already fired an offensive coordinator. They already fired a head coach, and they already got rid of a GM. But nobody's talking about this defensive coordinator position, and that's something that I would like to touch on because that is a big deal for what we're doing right now as a franchise. So how do y'all feel about Graham? Does he stay? Does he go? Do you care? You don't know? I like your boy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Graham right now, he got his right through Graham right now. So I think if anything, if they're going to really let him go, they let him go right now. Let him, you know, start figuring out his life, get a little rest and figure out, you know, how he's going to resurge his career back. But right now, I don't know. I guess you could just hold him until you get the coach in place and figure out what he want to do. Either way, I don't care because I think there's so many, you know, good DCs out there, you know. Then they just let the
what I do like on, what I do like that you
Baltimore?
Touched on, Freezy, real quick. Mark yeah,
Hill,
but you yeah, you know, but what I do like
He yeah. ain't available, but he was available for head coach.
Yeah. Right. pardon, I'm sorry, I picked something up, so I cut myself off. What I do like is this, out of respect. You know I'm not a Graham guy. You know that everybody knows that. That's well documented. But the respect that he has earned from the New York Football Giants organization, where he's not being fired or thrown out with the bathwater, and they're letting the head coach and GM make a decision on him. So I do like that out of respect. But it sucks because if they don't keep him, he's been sitting around with himself in flux when he could have possibly been, you know, shaking and moving and not being pigeonholed. But if they do keep him, that says a lot. That says a whole lot. And I'd be surprised. But, you know, we will see. I just wanted to hear what you guys felt.
All right, so.
Can I jump in here real quick?
Real quick, let me say something. Like, the thing about Graham is this, like, either way, like, I understand, like, we didn't fire him or whatever, but, like, once the head coach was let go, everybody free chicken. You know what I'm saying? Everybody free range chicken. So if somebody wanted to acquire, I'm not going to say, like, they could have hired him as a defensive coordinator because you can't do that. That's, a lateral move. But, like, if somebody wanted to hire him as a head coach, it wasn't stopping him. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as defensive coordinator, it's great because we got the first shot at him. So he's already on or employed from us. So the new guy that brings in the head coach, he has to say, okay, well, yeah, I mean, I want to keep him too, and I want to keep them too, you know, just like the rest of them did. Now, we got a shot of that, but if we don't want to keep him, I still think that Graham is in a great position because, all right, one of these playoff teams might lose their defensive coordinator or something. So they might want to pick up Graham. Yeah, I mean, if he's available in the off season, I think he's going to have a job either way. The dude is going to be fine. Now, whether it's with us, whether it's not, Graham going to be okay. Now, what? He wasn't a part of the Bills organization at all. He was Penn State or whatever. But my thing is this, like, he hasn't done nothing that says he shouldn't have a job. So the new guy that comes in, like, he should be, like, just like how this shit it was with the bowl. Like, he should be, like, the first interview. He's already in the building. So the head coach that gets brought in, all right, you know what I mean, you should be, like, the first defensive coordinator that we look at. Now, if I want to bring in my guy, that's fine. But I should look at this guy first because he's already in the building. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I'm like, look, Graham is in a great position. He's in a great position right now. He can either be a head coach or he can have a defensive coordinator job with us or he can have a defensive coordinator job wherever else. But the boy is going to have a job. So he all right. Nobody cry river for him.
Well, I'll just say my common sense is telling me that pretty much the head coach already knows it's expected to keep the man around. They're not going to keep him around, knowing that, you know, he basically didn't take on any other opportunities. So I found it kind of feel like it's suggested. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that they have to. They're pigeonholed and they have to keep him, but I think the ownership has expressed a strong concern to want to keep him, or they would have already dismissed him at this point. But furthermore, our defense, with us having an offense, I mean, the defensive players we do, I think it's kind of in the best interest to keep him around. So I do expect him, if somebody had to ask, if somebody asked me, I would definitely bet that, you know, he will be defensive coordinator going into next year. So we shall see.
Now, here's my thing, right? Because either chose one from the Bronx keeps bringing this up, and well, not bringing it up. I'm not going to say you keep bringing it up. But, like, whenever somebody else brings it up, like, you go fucking batshit crazy. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Do you know you're talking my language? And that's this 4-3 versus
3-4.
You know what I'm saying?
We're linebacker away. Maybe two linebackers.
We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it, man. Look, now, look,
I've
always been a 4-3 guy, though. I've always been a 4-3 guy.
You know,
but
I'm going to
tell you.
The thing is this.
Yeah? Go ahead. You got it.
No, the thing is this. It's a new era. You got to think of this. The New York Football Giants have had success out of the 3-4. You know, I mean, LT, I don't care if you go back to LT and Banks all day. So we just don't have the linebackers for it. I felt like we were in the process of getting that. And I just think that, you know, Graham has a plan, and he's done the best of what he has. And as we continue to give him more, we'll get more. And we'll get even more out of the defense once we got our sediment of a fucking offense. So, Ainsworth, don't try to fix it. We got these defensive players. They're going to be here. We have the nucleus of the defense. He is the one in command of it. I think we need to work, focus on this offense. So, that's where I'm at with it.
I agree. I always been a 4-3 guy, but look, man, we've been what, 3-4 years trying to build this 3-4. You know what I'm saying? And why touch it? Why bother now? Is my whole mantra. Like, keep it going. Just keep it going. Like, we finally, to Black Freezy credit, he said, we won't get any linebackers in this motherfucker till we get into a 3-4. And, you know what I mean? I fought him. I argued with him. But he was correct on that aspect because as soon as we went to 3-4, we had a plethora of linebackers. Before, I'm like, yo, hashtag linebackers matter. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, keep going with the 3-4,
man.
Yeah, just keep going, man.
They're better players. They're going to learn the scheme. You know, that's the thing. Listen, I'm going to say this real. Safeties matter, too. Pepper's going out really hurt us. Obviously, Martinez really hurt us. You know, I mean, you got to take into account. We were set to make another step forward. And at the end of the day, it really comes down to, I know it doesn't always look pretty, man, but it really comes down to how many points you're letting a team score, man. And we were right up here. Last year, our defensive overall was rated up 12. This year we finished in like 20th or something, or 21st, I don't know. But last year we were 12th. And I still say even last year, since we get a better offense, man, this defense is going to look a whole lot better. But, yes, we need to improve, and I think we will improve. But if I had my preference, yes, I would be a 4-3. But right now we're in the personnel and in the process of continuing to build a 3-4. So I trust Patrick Graham on what it does wrong.
What you had to say, Black? I heard you.
That is hard enough, I don't
know. But I was saying that 3-4 versus 4.
I was saying anyway. You know what I mean? So it ain't like he played a true 3-4. But you know what I mean? I mean, at least the way Graham was currently running. Well,
yeah. Here's my problem.
No doubt about it, we need a strong center.
Here's my problem with it, right? My only problem with Graham, let me point that out, not the 3-4, but Graham, is that I feel that he's making the ultimate mistake not putting Big Dex as the nose tackle. And I feel like with a new guy, maybe I have a shot at him seeing that aspect and putting him there. With Graham, I just I don't see it where they're like, it's like they're stubborn and saying, okay, no, we just want you at defensive end. And it's like, no, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all put him at nose tackle, we are good there. I'm telling y'all we good there. But y'all won't do it. So it, since y'all won't do it, I want somebody else new to come in and see that aspect. And that's the only thing that I'm against with Graham. That's the only thing. Because I like what Graham brings.
But do you really feel like Dex is up for the challenge in any position at this point? I mean, do you really feel like he's going to be a dominant player? Let me tell
no.
you. I really feel like at that you know, at that nose, he's got more chance of being double. Man, I don't like it. Nah, Shakes, I know ideally just because he's just not getting it done anyway, and I don't think he's going to get it done. And knows either. So that's all. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, he is what he is.
You're
so
wrong,
I
man.
Don't want to do
no
more.
Wrong, man. I think he's out of position, and even in that position, he has not done no wrong to me. Like, he may have been knocked on his ass a few times. I ain't going. I seen that. I seen him being knocked on his ass. But for the most part, he seals the shit off. And that's what I want the fucking nose to do, is to seal the shit the fuck off, man. He will be perfect there. And I'm sorry if y'all don't see it, but I see it. And he's the perfect nose. He's the perfect nose tackle. Put him in the right position, man.
Can I please rebuttal to the whole 4-3-3-4?
I don't think he's violent enough for his hair.
No, go ahead. You got it from the 4-3-3-4 because that's why I brought it up. Go ahead.
That shit had its chance, okay? 3-4 years of my life is too fucking long. I don't care what he's not getting right. I don't care who got hurt because I'm not allowed to use, you know, hurt players on offense. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm tired of it. It has broken us down for the last 3 or 4 years. It has been a blood pressure buster, razor, disrespectful controller. We have all yelled at the TV due to the big plays, chunk yardage, bend but don't break, no adjustments at all, bullshit for the last 3 to 4 years. I don't want to see it no more. All right, the experiment is over. But guess what? I won't feel that way if we have some type of success, just like how everybody feels about the offense, and we cannot argue about that. We have no success there, so people are going to make valid points. We have not had any success in the 3-4 defense. I don't care who got hurt.
Right,
I don't care we didn't get – don't do that, OG, because I didn't interrupt you, bro. I'm talking about how I feel.
I just want to know what success is.
I'm not going nowhere near what anybody's going to say. I'm going to stay on track of my point. We have not had any success. I don't care what anybody has to say. It's right there in front of you. The stats show it. We don't have success in that. I want it gone. I have the right to say that. Just like how people feel, I have the right to say that. And those of you,
I'm just trying to understand what you're saying, bro. That's all. I ain't trying to interrupt. I'm just trying to figure out if we're at 12, what number do you need to see?
The shit is clear, bro. If you don't understand that, then that's just you. The shit
bro, we was ranked 12.
Hey,
we was ranked 12 last
year. Like,
we was ranked 12
clear.
Last year.
This shit is very clear.
You're saying the numbers. I'm just trying to figure out what your idea is.
I don't
want
you to
see
it.
I'm
not questioning what you say. I'm just trying to understand what you're saying.
I want you to listen. I want you to listen. I don't
know.
I'm
trying to fucking get you to understand. I'm not looking for a debate. I'm not criticizing
then,
what you're saying. I'm just trying to understand.
Listen,
that's it.
Okay,
nobody wants you to
talk during my
question.
Talk.
If a 12th is ranked 12th, what was the
saying.
Success?
Let me finish saying what I'm saying. Put your fucking self on mute and listen to my conversation. That's what I did. Nobody
I'm
cares about
man.
Your
I'm
opinion.
I'm just trying to understand.
But
I'm not
nobody
trying to
cares about your opinion, bro. Nobody cares.
I'm not offering
an
opinion. I'm asking you a fucking question. It's simple. I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. I'm not trying to interrupt you.
I don't care about you understanding. I'm expressing Why I don't
well,
want
then why bother
the fourth
saying if you don't want nobody
the
to understand what you're
showing,
saying, man.
The stats show we're not good. The players don't matter if they're hurt. The shit has been abysmal. It has showed on every area. The shit has been destroyed. Why we got to move the linemen to the nose?
I mean, but hold on,
because
E. Real quick, E. This is what OG is trying to say, right? Is that you? What you're saying in the stats part is false. He's saying, and which I agree, we were ranked 12th at one point.
Okay.
That don't matter.
I'm not even disagreeing.
No,
I'm just asking for clarity.
No.
That's all I'm asking
no.
for is freaking clarity.
No.
That's it.
That shit don't matter to me. Again, y'all can
talk
it
don't matter,
which
so
I want to talk. That shit is
unsuccessful. I'm asking for fucking
clarity. That shit is
unsuccessful,
bro.
I'm disrespecting your opinion. I'm just asking you for fucking clarity. No, you don't got to offer clarity. No,
you got the clarity?
That's how you want it? Cool.
Give you the clarity?
Because
I don't
want
to. I'm not here to clarify.
I'm asking for fucking clarity.
I'm not here to clarify. I'm trying to tell you this. Word, bro. I don't care about none of that. I'm trying to express that to y'all. I don't care about none of that. I'm telling you how I feel. I want it gone. You can tell me whatever you think. It's not going to change how I feel. I want the shit gone. It's unsuccessful. It hurts my feelings. It's ugly. It stinks. It doesn't work. It's nasty. That's how
it's
I feel.
It's ugly.
What part of that is you don't get to yourself?
Oh, see, it's ugly,
how nobody
right?
else feels. That shit is nasty.
Right, right. I understand
right.
that because even when it was successful.
Oh,
no, here's the thing, OG. Like, here's the thing.
Yeah, he's not getting it.
No, here's the thing with it, right? It's like even when it was successful, and this is when we was on the other network. You know what I'm saying? We was on another platform. So, like, when it was successful, like, I would sit there just like you, like, what the fuck are you complaining about? Shut up, bro. It's working, bro. Right? Right? No, for real. Like, I would say the same shit you said. But this dude did not like nothing that Graham was doing at all. He didn't like that zone shit. He thought it was allowing too much going on. All right, without getting too detailed into it, right? Because we'll be all day, but, right?
But
my thing is, he never liked Graham and his decisions, bro. So I get where he's coming from, even when it was successful. Now, where he messed up is where he says, well, go back and look at the stats. It's like, okay, when you go back and look at the stats, we were 12 at one point. So he was doing all right. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? All in all, you know what I mean? I get where he's coming from, where he's like, bro, like, this shit always allows shit. You know what I mean? I always been complaining about this defense, and which he has, which has been annoying me the other year, not this year, because he was right on this year, but the other year, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? So,
the funny thing is, I'm not even questioning his opinion. I just want to know, what is the measure for success? That's it. It's a simple question, man. It's not,
I see.
It's
I
not
see.
Anybody
I see. You're
OG,
trying to be clear on what he's trying to say.
I'm
not going to speak for you. What defense would be successful to you is what OG Steve is trying to tell you or ask you. Go.
It's not even questioning your opinion. It's not.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. He's not questioning the opinion, Shake. Listen, I get his question wholeheartedly. But I'm at the point, right? Again, I'm at the point where I just don't give a fuck about what none of y'all got to say.
It's not about money. I'm not saying shit, though. That's the question. That's the thing. I'm not saying anything. I'm asking you to elaborate.
What I'm trying to tell
you
is that I'm not even going to entertain a question.
Okay, well, that's fine, man. But you're not going to make it about me. Because it's not about me. I'm asking
nobody
you
made
more
it.
About
why he don't see what I'm saying? You taking it personal. So I don't give a fuck now. You could take it how you want. I didn't even want you to make it personal because I was trying to tell you I didn't care. I've been trying to tell you that for 3 minutes.
I'm asking you to elaborate.
They're
on
not making
opinion.
It about
I'm
you. Because nobody gave a fuck about the question or what you had to say. I was trying to tell you that.
I just want it gone. When somebody feels like how I feel, it doesn't matter what you got to say.
Well,
I'm just trying to tell you.
Well, then talking about stacks then? Okay, man.
Because I'm talking what I'm talking. I don't give a fuck about what you got to say. I'm talking what I'm talking. I'm trying to tell you. I've been doing it. You've been interrupting because you personalizing. You marrowing right now. You marrowing. You in your emotions.
You just don't like
it. I don't like it. I don't care about it. I want it gone. That's it.
Okay, great. We got
it. That's it. If you wouldn't have said nothing, the point would have been over. But we all know emotional Mr. You had to jump in it.
Emotional.
And that's why that happened.
I asked you the question. You don't want
to you got
emotional. Right
I'm
now,
trying
man.
To tell you,
I
don't even
question.
Care.
And
I
you
still
weren't making about me. Because you want to bring consistency when
made it about
I
you
when
you jumped
you
in.
What the basis
you
should
have just sat
no
there
answer.
And did what
you
everybody
no
else did
so
and respected
it.
No, you wanted to ask the question.
I
don't want to
answer the question.
That's it. And I don't have one now. I'm going to say it again. I don't want to answer no questions. Said that
okay,
3 minutes
girl.
Ago,
okay,
36 seconds
again.
Ago.
I
want it gone.
I don't care if you
I want it gone. That's
eight.
It.
It don't make me
the shit
one
is
other,
unsuccessful.
If you don't want to be understood,
that shit is nasty. And when he's gone,
ahead,
you're gonna be able to shut the fuck up too, because he's gonna
man,
be gone.
Whatever, man. I'm gonna shut the fuck up when I feel
four,
like shutting the fuck up.
That's it. Let's get back to the 4-3. That 3-4 shit, y'all can have it. Until it's successful, I ain't with it. Rank 12. I don't give a fuck what rank it was. It ain't winning.
Well, then why the fuck you bring up statistics then if you don't give a fuck?
Because I hate it. I hate it. I hate it all. I hate the way they look when they line up. I hate shit. Okay? Hate it. That's it. Y'all get that point?
Hey,
I'll drive it home.
First,
word up, bro. I hate that shit. That chunk yard of shit will get your ass crushed in this new NFL. Y'all could keep that old bullshit with them fake-ass linebackers we never bring in here, giving up 20 yards on a motherfucking run play at a time. Bend but don't break. Shut the fuck up. Get him out of here and get that 3-4 out of here. And you can play linebacker with that shit and get the fuck out of here with it. Get out of here with that stupid shit. 3-4 is all right, though. That shit is doo-doo. He been getting crushed.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Ida chose one from the Bronx since you brought that up.
Now I'm in the mood to answer questions.
No. Let me ask you a question about that, right? So in a 4-3, you want to switch it up.
Right.
Who you? What? Tell me what's your line. What's your line?
What's
in the
my
four,
line? With the current?
Yeah, yeah.
What's
the four?
Nothing
the four, yeah.
With that current shit. Nothing with that shit. Nothing. Because they ain't even going to be here either. See? Half of them motherfuckers is gone. Watch. Watch when it's time for cuts. It's over. People recognize doo-doo in this new league, and I'm rolling with it. Watch how that shit is going in the new era. Watch how half of them people are gone that's not under contract. That shit is doo-doo. Until it works, I'm not going to say nothing. Make me eat the crow. I ain't no lineup in no 4-3 for that shit we got. I ain't putting nothing in nothing. Let's get a new coordinator with a scheme that's going to work, but not with these motherfuckers. Why you want to throw depth at the nose tackle? Because they got him in the wrong position. I believe in my mind Patrick Graham is smarter than all of us on this phone when it comes to defensive coordinating. And he has not coordinated shit. Because you still want to move somebody in his defense. Get him the fuck out of here now. And get that 3-4 the fuck out of here. What? I can't believe that conversation even happened just now. You know how many motherfuckers agree with me? I don't got nothing to say. Check my space. Fuck out of here.
I'm trying to me. I mean, I'm looking at the current roster, but even though. When I'm looking
mm-hmm.
at the current
run,
and I'm like, all right, yeah,
talk
I mean, 4-3, whatever. I can't
no,
really.
Talk about the current roster on 3-4, Shake.
No, but
talk
my
about.
Thing is the transfer to the 4-3 is like what I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking about, and how can we do that? So I'm looking at, right, like Big Dex and the Big Cat in the middle at defensive tackles,
mm-hmm.
right? That's pretty good
mm-hmm.
when I thought about that. I ain't mad at that. But then, okay, I got Ojulari on one end. Who I got on the other end?
Lorenzo Carter has showed that he can make it happen.
If
he's not a linebacker.
I'm not advocating for the 4-3-3-4.
Like, if you put a KT right there, oh my god. Like, if you put a Thibodeau, oh my man.
We're not revamping the defense this year, and that's what you need to understand. I don't give a damn what you want. We need to work on this offense. We're not going to revamp the defense this year. It's not happening.
Hold on, bro.
I ain't trying to step on what you're saying, bro. Let me just make my quick point, man, because I ain't really trying to do all that debate, man. It's Friday, not Wednesday. So
that's
true. I wasn't trying to do that the first time when we got in the first thing. I was just asking you to elaborate a little bit. You chose not to elaborate, so I'm not looking for argument, man. If you have your opinion, so be it. But anyway, I do not think we're going to be in a position to make that kind of move this year, even if they actually wanted to. So, you know, I just don't think it's a realistic, you know, situation to even be changing. So we'll see.
Let me speak to that. I promise. I agree wholeheartedly that it's not going to change. And that's the same reason why I still feel the way I feel. But within my convo, even though I didn't want to answer no questions, I made it a sure point to say, if it becomes successful, I will change my mind. I made that a point. But right now, we already went over how we feel. I agree with that whole.
Just for the record, nobody asked you or tried to persuade you to change your mind. I was just asking you.
I'm just saying, I know.
What you thought
I know.
That was it.
Nope. I didn't even want to elaborate. I hate it so much. I know, but I'm saying I hate it so much. I don't
even
want to elaborate.
I ain't personal just because you didn't want to elaborate.
I got you.
But, I mean,
got you, bro.
Cool,
no, I didn't either. That's why I said I didn't even want to elaborate. I hate it so much.
Now, here's the thing. Now, what about what OG said? Kind of on the other fence. Kind of. Because I'm like, I hear what you're saying. Shouldn't change it and all that other good shit. That's fine. No, that's fine. And I get you. But here again, I do not want to be pigeonholed because, our roster don't fit that. I don't want to sit there and revamp a whole defense. No, listen to what I'm saying, though. When a head coach gets hired here, I do not want him to be like, oh, we have to be a 3-4 team. If he wants to hire a 4-3 coach, defensive-minded coach, then so be it. Then we got to switch to 4-3. I do not want to be pigeonholed to nothing. Okay? I want you to bring in the best guy for the job, whether it's going against what the other guy been doing or not.
Let me ask you this, okay? Let me ask you this real quick. Okay, let me first of all, I agree with you. But here's the thing, though, Shake. I know what I don't want to do is bring a bunch of mediocre bodies in here just to fit a scheme. And I know first thing we got to do is we got to solidify the offensive line. And we need to make sure we've got good players to do that. I don't think we will get enough quality linebackers in here, you know, by the time all said and done, once we get this line together to transition to the 4-3s. But by some circumstances, GM and all that, I've always said I prefer the 4-3 over the 3-4, always. But at the end of the day, all I do is, expect the defense to keep the points down to a minimum. So I'm not, you know, I believe in Patrick Graham, but, you know, just like some people don't believe that we see the best of Daniel Jones because no offensive line, I believe we don't see the best of the defense because we have a terrible-ass offense. But if I had my preference, it would be 4-3. I don't think we can get it done to a point where we have a good enough talent this year, but they found a way to get it done, I wouldn't be mad. But we better get that fucking offense together first. That's all I got to say.
And this is where I say this is where we disagree. Because I hear everything that you just said, and you're not wrong, but
where we disagree.
You're kind of wrong on the where I disagree at, right?
You mean where you disagree on where?
So the 4-3, right? I think where you're like, yo, we'll have to do a whole bunch of changing.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's that much to change.
Okay.
To me.
So what's our disagreement?
To me.
Okay.
To me, like,
the
linebackers, let me finish real quick, right? The linebackers in the 4-3, I think, is solidified. If you keep Smith and you got Martinez in the middle,
yeah,
right? And then you got Crowder on the other outside as well. I think that's a good 3 linebacker mix. Now, where I'm like, where the missing piece is the other defensive end pass rusher. In which, yeah, I'm saying, like I said, like if you end up with a Tibbs, like you could money with that 7. But either way, you know what I'm saying, you could make that transition.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be that hard. It wouldn't be.
I mean,
that's where we disagree.
It all depends on the bodies they bring in, Chase. But right now, with the players we got, I don't really see it. I can't see anything past getting this offense together right now anyway, so I'm biased, man.
The reason why I feel like the 4-3 wouldn't be that much transition is because we have the DBs. That's why. We have the DBs.
Well, we got the DBs for anything. It's not
just
them.
About
these linebackers in the 4-3.
Those linebackers is not that bad when you think about it. When Martinez come back healthy, and then you got, if you hopefully keep Smith, man, you keep, and you got Crowder.
Mm-hmm.
That's a formidable little linebacker core right there, and then you got some depth back behind that as well. So, with Cam Brown and
which one of them is tackle machines?
I'm just saying, man. Like that 4-3 could work.
I can answer. I can answer his question really quick.
Or you want to answer
Jalen Smith? Now? No, that I'm gonna answer. Jalen Smith.
Question.
You said which one of them is tackling machines? Because I'm talking about the 4-3. So I'm gonna talk about that.
South.
If y'all would have finished talking about the 3-4, I wasn't saying nothing. Did you notice that?
North to south, right? North to south,
so,
that's Smith.
Listen,
go ahead.
Said,
go ahead. Yeah, I ain't going to finish.
Ahead.
Go ahead. You finish
he
what
said,
you said. Go ahead.
He said, tackling machine. Blake Martinez. Well, no.
Stout. Stout. Let me elaborate a little bit since you want to go on what I said. I didn't know you was answering
the
question.
Go ahead.
If I'd known that, I'd have made it real clear for you. But let me clarify. I mean, I need a little bit more body, a little bit more stout. I don't really feel like these dudes can face somebody head up. They good with the lateral shit, but the 4-3, playing a little closer, I need somebody who's a little bit more Michael Burrow type dudes, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who is a little bit more of a thumper.
A healthy Blake Martinez is stout as fuck, bro.
Okay, so.
He is, man.
Well,
go ahead, E. You got it.
Yeah, go ahead, E. He got to put something
right. So what I want to know is, you don't consider Jalen Smith a stout linebacker? I'm just asking.
Mm-mm. Okay. And I don't know my answer.
Listen, I can't.
I kind of feel with him on that. He's like lateral. He's like a lateral linebacker.
Exactly.
But remember, gentlemen. When you look at the league, the linebacking position has thinned out just a little bit in weight for the quickness and the hybrid that they run in schemes and systems. You hardly ever find a stout linebacker like that.
That's fine
these
and all.
These guys are 6'2". Right, but these guys are 6'2".
No, here.
Don't mean I don't want
one.
My bad.
These guys.
Hold on, Steve. Real quick. Let me argue that. Because – I get what you're saying, but no. There's still, hold on, real quick. There's still downhill linebackers that gets the job done, like White over there in Tampa Bay, Rolando Smith in Chicago. Buffalo has, I forget right now. It's not
Milano, Matt Milano.
Cool guy, right? But my point is that they have that guy that's going to be stout, as OG Steve is preferring to. Downhill, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? Not no lateral.
Do you count Martinez as that?
Guy.
Yeah.
I believe he is. That's why I was
Okay,
so we got that in Martinez. To me, Jalen Smith is going to play his role, lateral, side to side. To me, he's a stout guy. What I saw him doing with us in these last three games,
right,
I'm like, oh, okay. Because I don't really care about Dallas, so I wasn't
Jalen Smith.
Right,
I forgot his name. Who is it?
Reggie Ragland or McKinney? McKinney?
No. No, who is it? Ragland. Yeah, he's the only linebacker we got right now. It's my opinion.
I felt the McKinney dude was handling his business.
Well, he was. I mean, that's
so what OG is saying as far as 4-3 guys, like McKinney, more like a 3-4 guy as well. Inside linebacker 3-4, but what he's saying is Reggie Ragland is more of a pure
4-3
middle linebacker.
I get perfectly what he's saying.
That's
now,
what I want,
yeah.
The Michael Burrow type. You know what I'm saying? Look,
okay,
you don't go 4-3.
That's where we are.
And look, let me just say this. That's my point, Eve. I really believe we could transition to 4-3, but I don't know if we could get the quality of players because –
But let me.
We don't really have the draft or the money to do that. So I'm like, okay, we just got to hold tight on that, man. But right now, I feel like we just need to worry get this offense straight. So it's not that I'm.
Okay.
I ain't really no
let
big
me,
3-4 dude, and I ain't even on Patrick Graham like that. Let me get it straight. So even your
I
whole opinion about it, I really wasn't trying to sway or question you.
I get all that. I get all that. But here's to add to my second point, right? We played a 4-3 hybrid this year, and I counted the times we were in a 4-3. And he had more fucking success in it. And I said, why won't he just do it?
While you're up to you, so you just don't trust Patrick Graham, and that's the difference between me and you.
I do kind of trust the guy. Jake's been trying to tell you the whole time.
I don't like his non-adjustment.
I don't like his non-adjustment. I don't like his ability to adjust. Maybe he don't got the players.
Let me remind you, though, when we were winning games, though, you were not fucking with him. You were like, cool.
No. Stop you, OG.
Me and E was having conversations, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to go this, that, and the other. So, I mean, I wasn't saying he was giving a thumbs up, but he really wasn't on him like that.
I'll give you a pass if you're not doing nothing wrong, but when you wrong more than right, you're going to catch the roughness.
And I'll get out the way because I know I did a lot of talking, but we were opportunist type of base type thing. He was really looking to get turnovers. That's why we played the defense we did, man, because he knew the offense wasn't doing shit. We had to really take chances. You look at it like this, bend don't break, but the reality was we were baiting the quarterback 85% of the snaps we played as a defense. That was the whole thing, bait the quarterback and try to create a turnover. And I'm sorry it didn't work. We all are, but I'm going to go with Patrick Graham, whether he goes to 4-3 or 3-4.
Yeah, please don't forget your point.
Let me say that about that defense. And that's you said that, and you hit it right on the nose, OG, because the year before where we was ranked 12, right, we had a lot of turnovers, a lot of them. We were probably top in the league and making turnovers, causing turnovers. And it bode well for that defense. You know what I'm saying? This year, we didn't have that much. We didn't have turnovers. So it really didn't look good at all. You know what I'm saying? Because those turnovers the year before made that defense look good. It was like, all right, well, we're getting the ball back. Or, you know what I mean? Like, these guys ain't scoring. We're getting these turnovers. But this year, we wasn't getting them. So
how many drops
those dudes was continuing these drives, and it looked worse than it really was, but it absolutely made it look like it was supposed to, because without those turnovers, this is what this defense was. I know, I'm saying the same thing.
It did not look good. I agree with everything he said as far as his critique of how it looked. Don't get me wrong, but I was just trying to figure out, okay, if you rank seventh, we're 20th now, like, what is the factor? Well, that's all I'm trying to figure out, because I think it looks better when you got an offense doing something. And I'm just trying to figure out, since we talked statistics, if you go from 12th to 20th, which is really not bottom of the pack, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the 20th. Consider we had an impotent fucking offense. You got to take that shit into account, bro. This shit, like last year we had a remnant of one fucking offense. This year we had nothing. Fucking nothing.
I did take it into account. And that's the reason why Joe Shane. I know, bro. That's why Joe Shane is
in general. But you get what I'm saying. Either way, man. You know, cause
absolutely.
The reality, we had nothing. And that shit matters. We had
I know.
Fucking nothing.
And when he experimented, for me, when he experimented and I saw it be successful, that's when I didn't say nothing about him. But then when I seen him go back to it, and it was unsuccessful, I made a valid point. And Shake said, you know what, E? Last year you was getting on my nerves to the point where I was like, yo, I don't want to hear this no more. I get it. And he said it to me as well. He said, I get it now, E. I see what you're talking about. And I said, see, because he left out of the 4-3. If he would have stayed in that defense, it's all good. Shake's got to the point where he said, what? You know what the words was. Is he doing?
How do you feel like we tackled this year, E? How would you grade our tackle for the team this year?
All right, so listen, you asked me a question. Let me answer it my way.
Simple.
Right?
A through D.
No, we were horrible. And let me bring this up. The individuals that was tackling was horrible. Bradbury,
what's
horrible. Adoree, horrible.
Grade,
like, everybody. Horrible.
Can I get an incomplete? This man give me an incomplete. I'm asking for a grade to give me an R. He give me an R. I want an A.
I don't even. I don't know what you want, bro. Listen.
I want an A through B.
I want it going.
Give me an R.
I'm gonna say this. I can't wait till the day Patrick Graham walks out the door, so I don't get to say it to him. I cannot wait. Now I want him gone. I hope he leaves tomorrow, so we could just move forward, and I don't never got to hear y'all again. I hate
we
that.
We're
going to
move forward, man. Right? Nobody
we
going to
talk
shit.
About
I
it.
I done told you that many times. I'm just trying to get a grade out of you, man.
I hate him. I just can't wait till it's over so this could be over. I can't wait till it's over, bro. I really can't. I want him gone. Nothing for my team. He did nothing for nobody. Ranked 12th because numbers do lie. He's due, baby. That's it. Get him out of here. He's doodle. His laugh is doodle. His interviews is doodle. He's cornballish. Get him gone.
He's some huckleberry shit. I'll give you that, bro.
He's corny, B. I'm not. Nobody dials into that. Dory Jackson is, Logan Ryan is the only person out here talking crazy.
I don't like Logan Ryan, though.
Right. I know you don't like Logan Ryan, but guess what? He a part of your threefold.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Logan Ryan.
I love you, brother. I always got to make sure you know
that. I love you too, man. But you know,
stop
wearing my clothes, man. Select ass nigga.
Nah, I'm not, because I just want it to go away, bro. I want it gone. You understand?
I mean,
it's
I
like
told
how
you
want to
but
gone.
What you not going to do is act like I'm some out-of-touch advocate for fucking, what's it, because
I ain't
going to
do
times.
Nothing.
I'm going to lose the bitter sleep. I won't do it. So I'm not,
listen.
But I'm not trying to sway you, bro. I'm not trying to
sway
you.
I know, bro.
To sway
I'm
your
just
penis.
Saying
or,
I want it gone.
Criticize it. I'm just trying to understand what the parameters for your success was. That's all I'm trying to do since you said.
Listen.
Only
this is,
after you said statistics.
Listen, statistics lie. That defense was trash. And individual performances did not help that the fact that they were down.
Do you think our defense would have looked better if we had a better offense? Yes or no,
man? Nope.
Oh, Lordy.
Nope. I don't think it would have looked better. I think he would have had the same scheme going.
That's what hate sound like.
And I've been trying to tell you, I've been hating the whole time.
That's what hate sounds like.
I am an open and honest hater. I am an open and honest hater. Everybody knows that. I hate what I see. I hate his interviews. I hate the gaps he leaves on the field for people to get chunk yardage. I hate the fact that his bend don't break. I hate the fact that he want to play rough defense when you in the red zone and their players these days are too good for all that. I hate the fact that they know what's coming and they at home on the couches and nobody feared anything we did this year.
So let me ask you,
hate it.
Are you going to be okay when he's still here? Are you going to be able to function?
If he can turn it around and be successful with it, I will be the first to be like, yes, Graham.
Well, I don't
wrong.
Think he's
going to
be fired in the middle of the year. I think he's going to be here. I could definitely be wrong about that, but I have a strong feeling that the way it's playing out that the man's going to be here next year.
I think he's going to get demoted to linebacker coach.
Oh, you
because I hate him. I just I've been trying to tell you the whole time, OG. I can't stand this dude.
I don't know. I don't think he. To be honest, I don't think he's back.
He might not be.
I don't see being bought in here. Saying this is my guy. I think that they're going to be
yeah,
I'm not questioning anybody who thinks differently than me on that. I really won't, but I have a strong feeling just because of the way he played out. I mean, and if he's not back, then he's a bigger fool than I even think he is for hanging the fuck around here right now. So we'll see.
See what I'm saying?
And the thing, is, it's a respect factor, though. It's a respect factor, like, You wasn't the culprit in the what went wrong here. You know what I'm saying? You are an innocent bystander. You know what I'm saying? So even though you might not be here, we're not going to sit there and point you and single you out and fire you like we did Gary. You know what I'm saying?
But who
we're
the hell gonna
point
stand
you
around
out and
here
single
and
you.
Watch all these head coaches get interviewed and not have no reassurance? You're only goddamn fool with standing around here right there. I'm telling you, man.
He can't do nothing.
He can interview
right now,
for some other
job. Until they hire somebody.
Even if it's a defensive coordinator job, which is exactly why I think he's going to be here, because I don't see any other defensive coordinators being fired. That's why I think he's going to be here.
That.
Like, okay, who's going to replace
but
him?
Listen what I'm saying, though. Listen to what I'm saying, though. I get what you're saying. But he cannot. He's still employed by the New York Football Giants as a defensive coordinator. Until they hire a new defensive coordinator, then he is free to find a new job. But right now, he is still in us.
Safe. My company's owned it for 50-something years. He's getting ready to sell it. I'm about to take another motherfucking job because I don't know the uncertainty that he over here.
And that's fine.
This motherfucker is free.
But you're still employed by your employer.
Yeah,
so
it's
even if you're looking for your other job, you have to finish that job off first.
No, I'm going to put my 2 weeks in like everybody else and say thank you for the opportunity. Peace to you, motherfucker, later. That's what the fuck I'm about to do. And he'll tell you, I'm in the middle of that shit. This is not an easy decision for me either, but it is. I've been in my job for a minute. But, yeah, I'm about, you know, it's a little bit of uncertainty. So all I'm saying is this. He should be interviewing, man, because like y'all said, if you close by, don't even keep him on. He's a fool. If he don't have the nod from Mary and Kiss saying, don't worry, you're going to be here, he's a motherfucking fool. Now, you're going to disagree
he
with
right
that?
Right now, he can't do
to?
Nothing, bro. He can't get hired by nobody. He could take interviews, but he can't get hired.
He better be interviewing. He better be doing some motherfucking Zooms or something.
It's the Rooney Rule. He ain't just nothing. He losing weight as we speak. So. He go right.
Right.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you.
Put your motherfucking Rooney
Graham.
They go all the way, man.
They go hire.
Hey, over there,
they
go
hire
a
head coach.
By
time the
right,
weekend
they're doing
is
due
over,
diligence
bro.
On head coaches, man. It's over.
Or maybe next week.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal.
It's all about the head coach by like Monday.
That's I hope so. And I hope he picks
his. It's all about the head
DC.
Coach, man. I don't want to hear shit about no Flores because it ain't going to be Flores.
Nah, you don't do that, brother. We don't know what it is yet.
It ain't going to be Flores. It is not no chocolate love, baby. It's the 2022.
How you able
to
tell us who it ain't going to be, right? Oh, man. Don't start hurting feelings, don't you?
No, man.
Okay?
I think it's between the bow and Flores.
You calm down, baby. Listen, I don't make the decisions, okay? I ain't making the decisions. I'm just giving my opinion like everybody else, and they ain't bringing that man up in the air. All right? I don't give a damn. All that shit they can talk about, linking him with Deshaun Watson and all that, that's a short sign right there. The minute they link him to Deshaun Watson, I said, oh, they ain't bringing that man up in the air. Forget about it, man. It is a setup. Okay? I know a setup when I see one, bro. 51, man. I don't see it's a setup.
Illegal
right?
Business controls America.
Hey, LRP, can I get your opinion real quick? Since, you know, he whose name we not going to mention is on the phone and I don't want to agitate the gravity. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
But how do you feel about the 4-3 and the 3-4 and Patrick Graham? Please don't interrupt this man. I just want to hear what he got to say.
Man, Patrick Graham could have been gone, bro. He could have left with Judge and him. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you forgot something. You know, shit. Go. I don't like the 3-4, not with this roster. I want to go back to the 4-3 because then you don't have to have that much turnover on the defensive side. You know what I'm saying? You plug in a DT next to Dexter Lawrence and them boys. If you're going to do, and especially if you're going to keep medium feline. If you keep a medium feline, you better move to a motherfucking 4-3. And if you're going to pay that dude, you better move to a 4-3 if you keep a medium feline. But, nah, man, go. Especially
they
now
gotta
the fact
pick
up
some
that
like
Martindale leaving, Martindale and the Ravens is bouncing. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
I want
to sorry, hey, LRP, y'all see this Mike Graff got some linebacker, picking a linebacker at number 7. Did y'all see that shit? I'll tell you who it is again. I just missed it. But it was a linebacker they had a picking on number 7. I'm watching the network right now.
It's probably Devin Lloyd.
I don't know who the fuck it was, but it's definitely a linebacker.
Utah.
He came in there and changed the whole conversation on LRP.
Oh, man, come on. That was part of the conversation because it's 3-4, man. He's fucking, man. Look, and you're going to be looking for somebody to make your argument, man. I ain't about to come.
Nah, not at all, family. I just, listen, I just like to hear what everybody got to say, bro. We don't know.
I mean, too. Me, too. But I want him to know, you know that. Listen, I want to hear everybody's opinion. And I want to know who the dude is that linebacker. I mean, we all going to change to a 4-3. They got us looking at a motherfucking linebacker. I don't know who this dude is. But it's some, you know, it's some real shit. Just went across the quicker, man. Come on, man. Now, I know I like to run my mouth, but I try to get out the way fast, real fast. Okay, here. Oh,
nah, man, I'm not a fan of Graham, bro. I'm not a fan of Graham. I'm not a fan. I don't know. Now, I'll say this. If all we saw this year is, like, piggybacking off of what Judge wanted, I'll say give the dude a shot. But based off of his standalone performance of all the non-adjustments that he did all year, I'm not a fan of that. And that does not get you a chance with the new regime because you failed to make a job. I'm talking about in-game coaching. Which you came up short in game after game. So, no. That does not grant you a new spot with the new regime because you failed to be, you proved to be incompetent just like the rest of the folks that was rocking with you on the sideline. So, no, man. I mean, I like the dude as a person, too. I think he's smart and all that, but, nah, you came with the wrong kind of attitude.
For anybody who feels like asking a question, I'd really like to know how y'all grade the players in the task that they were, you know, decided to do at the time. I mean, I get everybody feels about the scheme and Patrick Graham, but I just want to know how y'all feel like the players, if they executed, you know, or what have you. I just really, you know, anybody feel like answering. I'd really like to know how y'all feel about the job they did. You know?
It
should have
been all wet.
Horrible.
I mean, feel free to break anybody down. I just, cause, like, you know, players got to play is my, you know, reason why I'm asking, because I'm not trying to debate the scheme, because it was very frustrating for me to watch, too. But, see, sometimes I would find myself looking to see, okay, was the player in position? Did he just not make the play? Stuff like that. So that's how I kind of look at it. I look at it over the whole, not just the end result. And I'm going to assume y'all do, too. But I just wanted to know your opinion on how y'all felt the players played. That's it. I mean, if you don't want to answer, that's cool. But I'm really not looking for debate, just understanding. That's it. Just the way I'm wired. I like to understand how people think and stuff, you know. Nobody?
I think, look, I will say this. They regressed just like everybody else did. The first year if we had this conversation, I would be like, yo, Bradbury's technique, ridiculous. The way he waits for the ball, anticipation, and then knocks the ball out of the dude's hands with the throw punch right when he about to catch it, that was hella fat execution. Great. Tackling, oh, man, these dudes, they were getting it. Spacing was great. They took the right angles, all that. This year, you didn't see none of that. You didn't see no change in pass rush. All you saw was the same old techniques. You didn't see the spacing was off. Everybody was out of position. You would have certain people that could make a play, but because they like 3 yards to the left or 3, 4, 5 yards to the right, their whole spacing was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knew what was going on.
You think Blake Martinez being out had a, you know, a big impact on that or not?
I do.
And Pepper, you know, and by some, and here's the thing, man. The end result was definitely way below acceptable. I get that. My thing is this. I feel, my personally, when I look at it, being, you know, a DB, a lot of times I've seen players not making plays and really just missing assignments. And that was the most hurtful thing to me. I wouldn't always agree with the scheme. I certainly, you know, it was plenty of times where I didn't, but I just saw too many plays that we left on the fucking field. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to leave it alone. You know, but I get why everybody else is frustrated. I really do. I'm not here to criticize anybody's opinion one way or the other, because I definitely understand it and respect it. But, you know, and I certainly won't lose no sleep if Graham is not here. That's for damn sure. But I really felt like the players regressed in the scheme, and there's a lot of factors that come down to it, man. But having Martinez out, you know, played a big part in my eyes. And players just didn't play well. I think a lot of it had to do with the morale, you know, and the lack of offense was just impotent. So, you know, at the end of the day,
you make a great
show.
Point. The offense was on the field way too short. Defense was on the field way too long for all for the whole season. They were gassed out like hell. But and so I get your point. However, this coach still failed even when Peppers was healthy. He wasn't using them right. You know what I'm saying? And here we go again with another coach that wasn't using personnel right.
Peppers was overweight. He didn't look well while he didn't play well while he was in. Who says differently? And I want to know your opinion. Like, Peppers did not. He was not playing well when he was in. And I mean, I was so.
He was making plays when he was by the sideline. When he was playing at the sideline, he was making plays
really
sideline to sideline.
Did he look slow while he was in? He looked overweight to me. Like, he was looking more like a freaking linebacker when he was in. So I felt like he was out of shape last year. I mean, this is my assessment of just Peppers. I mean, I'm not to excuse anything that Graham did, but I did not feel like Peppers was playing that well while he was in. Now, I want to know what y'all think. I mean, I'm rostered. He's one of my favorite players. And I just didn't feel like he was playing well. I just feel like a lot of players are playing well. We missed Tomlinson, obviously. We had no fucking pass rush whatsoever. That obviously hurt us on the backside. I mean, you know, I just I definitely prefer the 4-3 guys. I just, you know, with us offense being so fucking impotent, I just can't spend too much energy going there. It's not that I would be mad, but I'm like, okay, just get this offense together. I don't give a fuck what you do with the defense. I really don't. But just give me a little bit of offense.
So.
No, you can't. You can't go that. You got to care about it all now. You got to care about
it all
now.
Of course, I care about it all. I'm not saying I don't, but we're just so far gone on offense. We don't really have a lot of money, or you know, we got to spend the draft getting a pass rush and getting the offensive line together, man. I mean, you know, if you see it differently, let me know. We don't got no fucking money.
All you need is one more. You need two more people. You need a D tackle or a nose, and you need an edge rusher.
Well, let him make it happen.
What you can get in this draft. They can flip the defense don't need that much work, like I said early in the week. You get a couple of plays. You need like three, maybe three, and one of them can be a free agent. But you get one of these dope-ass linebackers that's coming out, you know what I'm saying, and the D-tackle.
They got us picking
pick
one
up.
At seven. I don't know who this dude is, but they got us picking one up at seven, so apparently they think that the front office recognized we need a linebacker. You know, I don't know how we plan on using him, so I'm open. I ain't got no problem moving to the 4-3. I really don't. Not as long as we get the offense together. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I just don't know how they get it done and get the offense the way it needs to be at the Twin Towers. They can do it. Great. Good job, motherfucker. There's no motherfucker sleep. You know? So, it all adds up to seven. Let's get it.
Yo, I was thinking of the song Cowboys the Girls, bro. The dude literally said back in the day, I used to chase the girls and beat them up. I remember chase the girls and beat them up. That shit went solid gold.
Yeah, well, we need to get, three linemen in the draft, at least? Yes or no? What, two, three, what?
Offensive lineman?
Yeah.
Or
offensive lineman, brother. Offensive lineman.
Two or three? I'll go. Yeah, two or three. You need four.
I'm saying, but we got to have, in my mind, we got to have at least three. I'm just trying to figure out what y'all thinking. I'm thinking at least three. And I'm talking about, and maybe one in free agency, but I'm talking about the draft. We need three linemen in this draft, and I want to know what are y'all thinking. That's all. That's just my little come up here.
I go with three.
Well, we'll see. So I see that, and we need to get a line.
I think it's two for sure, but. I don't think it's necessarily
I think it's three, possibly four. Shakes, you don't think it's maybe even be four? It could possibly
not in
be
this
four.
Draft. No, not in this draft. No.
Okay.
I think
write that down.
I think you go sign one in the free agency, and you draft two. You draft a tackle, and you draft a center, or interior line, whichever one you want to call it. Yeah, I mean, if you go out in the free agency and draft a center, then, sign a center, then draft a guard and a tackle. But I think definitely you got to address tackle and interior lineman in this draft. But
I
said
we move back to about,
I think you
we move one of those picks back and then pick that dude who's supposed to be the best center with a little light in the ass, but we're not picking him at 5 or 7. We got to move back to get him if we're going to do that. But I don't really see us doing that. We're not picking him at 5 or 7. He's way too light in the ass. I don't give a fuck what kind of skill set he has. We're not picking that motherfucker at 5 or 7. Not happening. So I don't know if we're going to pick no center. I would really like to improve at center, but I don't know if you pick a center who's not even really 300 pounds. I just don't. Not in the top 12 or 15. Pick him up at maybe 12, 15 after you move back. And get, you know, some other picks, but you can't pick that dude no top 10. Are you kidding me? No. Mm-mm.
I don't know.
No.
I don't like it.
Y'all can say, everybody has the right to own the pay. Me, OG, I don't fuck with that. That's no way. Body's not that.
I don't mind taking him at 7.
Fuck no.
I don't mind taking him at 7.
And with this, I just want to make sure I'm in the right conversation.
taking who at seven?
You know, that's
talking about Lindenbaum.
Hell yeah. My son, the center, yeah.
Yep.
I'm with it. I'm with it all the way. As
with
the anchor?
Not
the talking about the anchor. Man. All
I'm talking about the dude ain't barely, not even 300 pounds. That's the fuck I'm talking about. New.
Okay.
No,
see,
that man.
You can change that, though, OD.
You got listen. Listen. I ain't trying to talk you off yours. I just want to make my position clear. Hell to the motherfucker. No. I moved back and get him about 12 or 15, between 12 and 15, but no motherfucker. No. No. Go ahead.
I'll take him at seven.
I think it's time to stop playing around with all this value and this, that, and the third. If the motherfucker is there, and you get him. Don't pigeonhole yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can add pounds. And it's not even his poundage that's the concern that's coming out. It's his arms. He's saying that his arms is too short. But you watch
that film,
you'll see differently.
Listen, I'm glad y'all with it, but I ain't with that shit.
And that's what I'm saying.
I think not only that, I do want him, but I think we can move back to 12 and get him.
No reason to even do that. That's the mistake he made.
It may be a mistake, but that's what I'm thinking. And let me tell you why. You ain't got to agree. But let me tell you why. Okay, but it's just my opinion, just like it's your opinion, that it would be a mistake. And here's why. Number one, we need more picks. So this is the perfect year for us to move the fuck back. And I don't think we know one goddamn center away. You know, honestly, I don't even – so we got to see what Jason's going to do or whatever. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. Anyway, I'm glad. I'm done. But here's the thing. We need every last one.
But here's the thing about it is that Lindenbaum is definitely a top 10 pick. So moving back out of the top 10, I don't think you're going to get him. Now,
hell no.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay then. It's okay then. Get over
my
that.
My thing
shit.
Is, at number seven mm-hmm. is perfect to grab him. That is perfect.
The fact.
And now, here's the thing.
Mm-mm.
Now, if we only had the seventh overall pick, I would probably be on OG's side. Like, nah, man, we can't waste that damn pick on a seventh. But we got the fifth as well. So
mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Whatever, no matter what we do with that fifth, if we trade it off to go get a Russell Wilson or whatever the case may be, whatever.
Oh, God, I ain't saying
all
that.
I'm saying that. If you do that and you use that fifth overall pick, right, I'm ecstatic that you go out and with that seventh overall pick and grab up a Lindenbaum. Thank you. You're awesome. Now here's my thing.
We definitely need a center. No question.
That's a fact. Now here's my thing about that though. Without going out and getting a Russell Wilson or whatever. And you sitting there saying, okay, let's address the offensive line. What you doing with the fifth overall pick? The only tackle that I see that's worth that is Neal. And
talk on it.
Neal probably going to be gone with the first overall pick. So.
I say it's the perfect year for us
what
to move back to like 10. I really want to move back a little bit and get some more picks for next year. When we going to get a quarterback? I'm just telling you what I want to do. I know it's not sexy, y'all. I know it's not sexy. But that's what I want to do. I want to move back. Because yeah, I don't think this year is our year. Y'all can think that, but I don't. And we still, Daniel Jones is going to be in place. We're not going to get a quarterback. And so the reality is we need more picks. But that's all I'm thinking. Cool.
My shit is, and what I'm thinking, and I'm not going to say that I'm set in stone on this, but right now my mantra is I'm looking at it with the fifth overall pick, like I'm not going to be able to possibly get Thibodeau or Neal, and they're the ones that I want. and they might both be going in the top three. And if that's the case, you know what I'm saying, what do I want after that? I don't give a fuck. Now, I'm not opposed to going Kenny Pickett. That's great. I like Pickett. But if that's not the case, and my preference, I'd rather have Russell Wilson over Pickett. I'd rather have Deshaun Watson over
Pickett. Where do you like
Pickett
at, though?
You know what I'm saying?
What pick do you like Pickett at? The fifth or the seventh?
Then I'm talking about this fifth pick right now. Like,
okay.
Everything, yeah, you know I mean, like, what I would want going to having the fifth pick, possibly going to be gone. So I'm looking at it, to me, in my aspect of I want to trade that for Watson or fucking Russell Wilson. My preference is Russell Wilson. But I
right.
want to
can
trade
I, can
that
I ask
for
the question,
a quarterback.
All right.
To your point, no. I just want to ask this question. Can somebody pull up the people before us? Now, I know the Jets is before us, right? But Jacksonville, the Jets, Detroit, right? Jacksonville, the Jets, Detroit, and somebody else is before us. Somebody else.
The Eagles, isn't it?
They better not be there. Hey,
nah, they better not be before us.
Yeah, because they got picks from last year. Well, I think it's the Jets.
Yeah, I think it is the Bears.
I know
they're right.
Or is it the Bears?
I know they got two.
Yeah.
It's not the Bears. He got the Bears pick.
We got they seven. We got they pick.
They were still in the mix somewhere.
I don't know what the hell trying to look for it now. I seen an updated, but you know,
it's actually
with all this
Detroit
damn
pulled the trigger on Pickett. Detroit's going to get a quarterback.
Word. Now, let's talk about that, LRP, for 30 seconds. That right there is going to happen. Detroit is getting a quarterback. So that takes one of the top three picks off the board in Neal and Thibodeau. That drops them down. Who else is up there?
Well, it's a little smoke break. Get yourself.
Oh, man. Get over here, bro.
Jacksonville is up there, right?
Jacksonville got the number one. Yeah.
Now, my question is, what does Jacksonville need more than anything in the world?
I think they need a defense.
They're
going to
go nil. I think they're going nil.
I'm going to tell you, yo, Shakes, I swear to you, I was going to say that, but guess what? Sometimes we be bugging, so I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to wait like I do every draft and say somebody's going to surprise
they gotta
somebody
protect.
And do
they
something,
protect.
And somebody's going to fall.
Man. They got to protect Trevor Lawrence.
Oh,
either that or give him a fucking wide receiver, but now you ain't taking a wide receiver at number one. I'm telling you, I think it's new. They take him at number one. But you got one Jacksonville, two Detroit, three Houston, four Jets.
Oh, there you go. That's two quarterbacks right there. That's two quarterbacks right there. Two quarterbacks is coming off that board. Houston is taking a quarterback, bro, without a doubt. Matt Corral is probably going to be going, and it's going to hurt my feelings. Or Kenny Pickett. Or that. There you go right there. There you go. It's over. That's two quarterbacks coming off the board. We still got a shot, Shakes.
I think it's at Tibbs, though. Because I don't think Jacksonville takes Tibbs. I think they take Neal. If you're correct on Detroit, I definitely think that they're taking a quarterback. Houston probably definitely taking a quarterback as well.
To the Jets.
Number four with the Jets.
Right.
Ew.
Right. Right.
They might take Tibbs.
I think Jets will take Tibbs.
That's what I'm saying. This number five, man. I want to trade it for Russell Wilson, man.
You know what? I can't talk no more. I'm about to have a lobotomy.
Wow. I think they do take Tibbs, bro. Either that or Devin Lloyd.
And guess what? I'm with you on that. They're going to take somebody defensively. They're going to definitely take somebody defensively. Or they could shock us and take somebody offensively, like another offensive lineman, to help out to give the protection and open up the run game because they got the skill positions to do things. We never know.
Like
they
who?
Got Cooper.
Lindenbaum?
No, don't say his name.
I wouldn't be surprised if they went Lindenbaum at four.
Right.
But I think that's Tibbs right there. Leaving us with that linebacker that Steve keeps pointing out that they have us taking. Or a quarterback. Or we motherfucking trade for fucking Russell Wilson, goddammit. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Do that shit.
I'm with it, Shakes, but we ain't going to do it.
I don't think either one of them going to come. I don't think Russell, and I don't think Watson. You know why?
We know right. Watson ain't coming, man. We know damn well Watson ain't coming, bro.
Right, right. And
I'm not
going to
stop
leave it
fucking
at that.
With my son, all right?
Now, I don't know, man. If Flores is hired, man, we going to y'all going to have to
look at it. Listen. The
if Flores is
hired,
Watson coming, y'all. I don't care what y'all saying.
Flores
is coming. Watson coming. Yeah, I don't think
DeBoe is already hired.
I'm going to be honest.
For one, he already got the job. All this regular little rigmarole song and things that they're about to go through is going to be all for nothing because DeBoe is already going to be hired. They're going to say he's going to Daniel Jones. Josh Allen, carbon copy, try to make him that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And then
no.
They're
yep.
going to draft. No. I'm telling you.
LRT is right.
No.
He's right.
I want it. No, fuck that.
He's right. Ain't no problems in Houston. Listen to that, man.
No, fuck that. No, fuck that. Daniel Jones is
that's
done.
That's exactly what they're going to do, LRT.
I'm just done prepared.
Yet.
I'm just preparing you for it, bro.
No, he's done. You know what I'm saying?
Just preparing you for it.
Done.
So you don't get disappointed because that's what I see.
Exactly.
You doing.
That, bro.
Go
I'm not,
go
I'm
ahead
not hearing that,
up,
yo.
Man.
That's not what is going to happen
up,
at all. That's not a possibility at all to me. It's not a possibility.
You don't think so?
Hell no.
Man, you know how
Murray
thinks. You know how
Murray
thinks. We all know how you think right now.
No, this, Paul, no, it's not even that. It's not even that, yo. I don't believe a GM nor a head coach will come into this situation, look at Daniel Jones and say, this is my guy. I'm sorry. It's not happening.
You
it's not happening.
Hey, how do you think he got the job? Man, stop playing. They, look,
no,
Daniel Jones
that's not. This is a total different guy. And if somebody comes in here and wants to put their job on the line in his hands, I don't see it. I'm done. No.
That's how they got the job.
Daniel Jones is gone. He got the motherfucking guy that was before whoever got hired, fired. I don't believe that that guy is going to put any faith in that damn quarterback. Nope. He gone.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to believe it. I want, you know, I hope that Flores has a fighting chance. I hope they give him an open opportunity, not just a flaky one.
He's a Rooney Room, man.
I'm just.
You with me?
But
you
hold on, real
that,
quick.
See?
Real quick, OG, hold on. Real quick, I will say this, though, and I do believe these reports, that Mara has reached out and spoken to, I mean, everybody reported that. So I'm not completely committed to the bow theory. However, I just don't want to, you know, I'm trying to chill. Just wait for the shit to happen and see what it is. And right. I don't want to have any fictitious beliefs prior to. So I do believe those reports that Mara highly, highly respects Flores, actually loves Flores, and has reached out and called him. I do believe those reports.
I got
black from multiple sources.
I got plenty of black friends. I ain't a racist. Man,
all right, can I just say this to Shay?
Before you say that, Philadelphia has the 15th, the 16th, and the 19th pick in this draft. Go.
The name might go quarterback on a low, but anyway, I got to say this to your point, Shakes. I'm going on record. Shane is going to try to save Daniel Jones. I'm telling y'all right now, he's going to try to save Daniel Jones. Because let me tell you how great, if he turns this kid around, how that goes. And they already feel in the organization, just like I told you guys, injuries, him being in an abusive relationship, and all of that was going to show up. I said it a long time ago. I said, it don't matter what we want, ladies and gentlemen. This kid is going to be here because they're going to feel that he got the short end of the stick, especially with all them wide receivers getting hurt and his whole offensive line. If Shane can change that around and the New York Football Giants have a winning record and make it to the playoffs, it is on. Because he is going to be a true quarterback whisperer. No, I don't want it. It's quarterbacks in this draft that are better than him, that could come right in, plug and play, and we ain't got to pay. But it's going to happen. They're trying to save him.
I agree that he's going to be here, but he ain't no damn quarterback whisperer. He ain't damn head coach. But they're going to keep – I think – they know he's going to keep Daniel Jones for one more year. We're not getting a quarterback this year. We're not going to bring no real competition in. It's just probably the way it is, man. But
and that's why I think the bow is going to
I can't give
highest.
Him credit.
And first off,
OG, I swear
how you
to God,
a guy,
man, you, get
you interview
Wilson,
a guy.
Bro, I'm coming right for you, bro. Coming right for you.
That's the dream, see? That's the dream. Hey, for real, we hey, like
it's going
we
to
like
happen.
CMS. Overlooking the Brooklyn, you know,
into
Brooklyn River.
Existence.
I see it. But I'm telling you now, he's going straight walk away from you in front of the courthouse and say, I can't do this no more, Mitch. Walk away. He's like, please fucking walk away from me. You're supposed to get Russell Wilson. I'm telling you, it's going to be a travesty. I mean, you got to prepare yourself. You got to prepare yourself. Because
you
said it's been
shit.
Great.
We're going to get this shit done. Russell Wilson. Obama.
Listen, I would believe Flores had a chance if they weren't linking Deshaun with him, man. But that's a setup, bro. I'm sorry. It's a setup. He's not getting a fair shake.
He definitely not coming here.
He's not.
But he might go to Minnesota. What you saying? But,
I don't think it's far-fetched for Flores to go to Houston. I really don't.
And they stick.
Nah, he ain't going for that racist ass.
They stick it out.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. He already is. He's still on the roster. They have not released him. They're still paying him. And they're still keeping him from this 10-game of suspension and all that old shit. Everything they're doing
Deshaun
right now is out time
there,
with him.
Yo,
Deshaun
yo,
is out of there. No matter who the damn
then, yeah,
what would you do? They go, after Flores, convince them that they,
if they
change,
hire him, then they
and that
trying,
this, that, and
yo,
third.
I swear they ain't trying to get rid of him, bro. If they go out here and go hire Flores, they not trying to get rid of Washington. They might as well wrap it up. He's gonna be in.
Watson is not trying to stay in Texas, state of Texas, for any damn thing. He wants out of Texas, bro. He will not be in Texas. No way.
That's why I don't see Flores going there. Cause Watson gonna be like, hell no, don't you do
exactly.
it. Don't you do it.
I know he's not. I mean, he's not. There's no way, man. He's not going to Texas, bro. It's not happening.
Right. I don't want it. But, no, nah, man. I want Obama, man. Oh, the Obama.
Nick Cesario was on record by saying that's the coach he wants.
Harbaugh. You mean Harbaugh and Obama. I get those two things, I'll be so fucking happy.
Definitely not getting Harbaugh. Yeah, his name is to the Raiders.
I want Harbaugh and Obama, goddammit.
His name is to the Raiders. I haven't heard shit about that.
Yeah,
Harbaugh.
I heard.
You know, I don't know why they keep leaking that shit together, man. Those two dudes. That's fucked up the way they're doing here, man. Flores, man. I don't know why they keep linking them together like that. That's cold as shit.
Because Flores said whoever he's hired by, he wants Washington to be his quarterback.
I don't believe he said that shit publicly. I really don't. I think that's sabotage. I really do. It's sabotage. I don't think any coach in their right mind is talking about a suspended player.
It makes sense, though, man. He was willing.
Just something you do when opportunity seizes itself. You don't do that while the man's under investigation. You don't do that.
This is why I believe it.
That's not what responsible people do.
But this is why I believe it, though, OG. This is why I believe it. Because Flores wanted to do that in Miami. Let me finish. He even wanted to get rid of Tua. It was a detriment to his job because the organization really loves Tua, right to this point that they're looking at the head coaching and saying, yo, whoever is down with Tua, we down with you because we believe in Tua. So I believe that that's the reason why, well, not the full reason why Flores was gone out of Miami, but that was a huge reason. It's because he wanted to sit there and toss away Tua while this organization loves and cherishes Tua, but he wants to toss him away because he wants Deshaun Watson as his quarterback.
So you think he's stupid enough to make that same mistake twice? You just made my damn point, bro. He's not dumb enough to say that publicly again.
Honestly, he goes into the shit and says, yo, if I'm hired, I want to bring Deshaun Watson with me.
He's risking his bag. He is not risking his bag.
Way
more intelligent
than
that.
Only
a fucking fool would do that.
I don't believe the media would put that in his mouth, bro.
Even if he wants to do that with all his heart, you don't put that out there like that, man. That's what's keeping that man from getting hired. That's really dumb. That's what got him fired.
He said it.
I don't believe it.
He said it. He definitely said it. He said it in private. Somebody double crossed him and put it out there. If that's the case, if that's the route or the theory that we want to go with, which is fine. He just finished the story.
But
he said
you
it.
Believe
but
he
said it in private
and
confidence.
He got fired in Miami, and then he gonna go and do that shit again while he's trying to look for a job. How much fucking sense does that make?
Let me finish. We finish the story. He confided in somebody in confidence. That person went and told somebody else who's a blabbermouth, and that person then went on and did something and got paid for the headline. I mean, that's the end of the story. Let's not defy that he said it or not said it. Who cares? That part is irrelevant. We ain't in these people's worlds. We can argue that till we throw in the face. But at least we can understand the story more, or at least put some perspective on it and find out how the shit, you know, that's how the shit happened. Motherfuckers, you know you can't be trusted. Had a motherfucker tell me today, he was like, yo, I heard you was talking shit about me. Completely telephone game. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think people just making it up because he wanted him at one time. So they're like, yeah, he wanted him anywhere he go. Even after all this
I don't think that's the case. I think he's like, yo, look, you know what I mean? I want to win football games. If I'm going to get hired somewhere, I want to win football games, and I know that this is my quarterback that can deliver it for me. I don't think, and I don't put all my faith in no Tua's or no other motherfucking quarterback. That is my guy. Him. He's my guy. So Miami ain't believe. No, let me finish my point, though. Miami ain't believe in me, and I'm telling them that I can't win with this guy. I want my guy, and then they fired me for it. That's fine. That's cool. But I'm going to go somewhere and win with my guy. I don't think that it's something that he's sitting there like, oh, man, because I wanted this guy, it got me fired. So I'm not going to sit there and say that I still want this guy because it's not going to give me a job. No, I think it's like, yo, look, if you're going to hire me, I want my guy with me that I know that I'm going to be able to win with. And that is it.
If you can only win with one guy, I don't want you.
That's offending.
And are you talking about a guy who anybody else can play in my fucking league?
That is offending. For real. For real. I'm with you all the way. And if you will feel like Malik Willis is anywhere near your guy or the skill set that your guy has, then you go after him when you become head coach. You get yourself in position so you can make moves in the position. Don't take yourself out of position before you get in position. And that made a lot of sense because y'all followed it.
I'm telling you right now, right here, right now. Hold on, OG. Hold on, OG. Let me get this out real quick before I forget. You get goddamn Malik Willis with 5 or 7 or whatever, even in the second round, because even then, well, I don't want to say second. He's too high. But you get Malik Willis and – I get what OG's saying. Why would you want a guy that's not even really ready yet or available? Because this shit has to come to a close before you talk about any football, which is, in my opinion, another year away, and I think they just murdered this kid, which that's a whole other topic. But you go get yourself a Malik Willis.
You damn right. You get in position.
With
the
floor in. I would take that all day with a Pep Hamilton as my offensive coordinator. If you
already know.
Come on.
You already know.
It ain't.
And
up.
Leslie Frazier as my DC if we acting stupid with the nepotism.
I said it. He ain't leaving Buffalo. He don't get hired.
Stop asking my black coaches to make lateral moves, man. That's disrespectful.
I go get Pepper Johnson.
What move Patrick Graham about to make? He about to be head coach right now.
Pepper Johnson, baby.
Give me Pep Hamilton and Pepper Johnson in Florida. Get the fuck out of my face, New York. Break him up. And he up. Fuck, come out that bitch. Rock that fool. Come on. Get him. I be too hype. What? Malik? Shit, you talk about I got black friends. Shit, we having ribs at the cookout.
Y'all know about antonyms and synonyms? Where you think I'm sending your antonym?
Yeah, for real.
You get Brian Flores, and he get Malik Willis, and it is on.
For real.
Don't let that happen in New York. I will lose it.
Don't let that happen.
Let's just, you know what? Let's just stop playing games. Dable is in the building, and that's it.
After saying that is so disheartening.
Right. Let's just keep it real. Dable's here, just like Shane was the GM since last Sunday. I told that we had that talk.
Now y'all talking my language. See, you move back and you get him in like 10 or 11. You pick up an extra pick. That's something I see the organization doing because they want one,
now,
but they don't want to look like they put. Let me just finish my quick point. They want one, but they don't want to look like they invested too much in them. But they want one. Trust me and believe that shit. So, yeah, I can see something like that happen.
OG said like the organization is a white woman that ain't never have sex with a black man, but she feeding
bro,
all her life.
Hey, I'm talking real talk. Well, y'all believe me, I'm telling you, man. I really believe they want one. They just don't want to be out front center and everybody seeing, you know, paying a bunch of money, but they want one.
But I can see us moving back. That will work, man.
Oh,
we move back to like 9 or 10, move back a couple slots and pick him up? What?
OG, let me tell you something. Can I keep it a thou wow with you? We can move for as far back as 12 and still get dedicated.
That's the shit you do right there.
But you know what?
That's the shit you do.
I can say that. Let me say this. OG, I can say that now because I trust Shane in a situation like that. Gettleman, no trust at all. But Shane... Yeah.
Well, see,
I'm okay with that.
You do right there. You don't go pick a motherfucking center and all that. You move the fuck back, man. We're not one fucking pick away. We can't do that shit. We can't. We need four
hold on. Back. You still get to line. You get to center.
Yeah, you do that.
You move back and get an extra one.
You move back from five, no problem. But you at seven, if you know what you're doing. But you, at seven, you get your goddamn lineman. You really want to flip this shit and keep that motivation.
Yeah, I wish
you'd
said that.
You stick to the plan.
I'll take that seven.
Line, you get
a
lead.
I'll take that seven.
Move back
to seven.
Nah,
make a motherfucking Slurpee, nigga. Get your ass a Slurpee at 7-11, motherfucker.
Listen, you get that cornerstone piece, bro. We've been missing on them cornerstone pieces, and that's how Bredesen, Skura, Billy Price, and all them got up in here, and the bum picks. You understand the bum fights. You get the guy who you know ain't going to be no bum fight and solidify your spot with gorillas, killers, and get him. You understand? And everybody else after that, third round, fourth round, maybe, whatever. And get the quarterback after that. Get your two linemen solidified and then build after that. No, you do not let that go. We have a problem.
Yeah, Pepper Johnson right now is the head coach for IMG Academy. I don't know who the fuck
is IMG
Academy.
And where is that located? Where is that located?
I don't know. I do not know.
The reason why I'm asking is because I need to know how much a plane ticket costs so I can go and talk to Pep.
You feel me?
Let me know. Tickets is real cheap right now.
Chase, please repeat that. I missed it.
I said Pepper Johnson is now the head coach for IMG Academy. IMG Academy. If somebody knows where that is, please let us know.
If you touch on it ain't got a link to it. If you click on the link.
Hold on, let me see.
What if they're on the link or something?
It's in Florida. It's Florida. It's a prep boarding school.
Oh, we could do some things. First of all, the ticket to Florida is less than $200 right now, round trip.
But you know, Pepper Johnson was on Miami staff for a little bit.
Yeah, he was linebacker coach.
Yeah,
he was linebacker's coach for a minute.
He was on the Dolphins staff. He was on New England, and then from New England, he went to the Dolphins, and then that's when he went to the XFL.
And now the IMG Academy.
And now the IMG Academy.
You got right. We got to say that name with the little nastiness to it, like a 3-4.
But I'd be all the way with that, man. Him and Pep Hamilton with Malik Willis, man, that's a great idea.
Listen, get me Pepsi. You understand? That's all we need.
I don't want no Coke.
Nope. Pepsi.
Dude was doing wonders down here with Davis Mills. I mean, not wonders because it was still four games, but you know what I'm saying? So, insinuated circumstances. But just the toolage and you saw the growth in Mills.
Oh!
Gotta be considering Pep Hamilton for the OC job.
Nope, 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 nope. Mm-mm. I knew I was right. It was definitely not Miami. But guess what it was? So, he started his career in New England. Of course, we all knew this. We all know that.
Right?
But he left New England on 2014 and signed as the new defensive line coach for the Buffalo Bills.
There you go. There you go. There you go. And what year was that? To what year?
2014. And then he left for a similar position in Cleveland.
How long ago? I mean, how long
after?
That
was 2006.
And I'm going to tell you something. Now that you brought it up, I remember him being there with Rex Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my bad.
And then he
was
hired
Ryan.
As the Jets defensive line coach. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, okay.
And then in 2018, that's when he went to the XFL. No, actually, he was in the AAF as a defensive line coach. Then he went to the XFL with the Los Angeles Wildcats.
And what
was
he there? How did he get fired from the XFL?
Right.
It didn't take that long.
Remember, neither. Yeah, he had like some type of fight with the head coach or something. If y'all can remember. And then, and then last year he was hired as IMD Academy's head coach.
Right.
Last year.
So he went from millions of dollars to 20,000-30,000 a year.
Right.
Yo, some weird ass people in the world nowadays, bro.
Hey, yo. Did y'all know Deontay Johnson was his son?
Nah, bro, not at all. Anybody say they knew that? You was a liar and a thief.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You was a liar and a thief. Nobody know nothing about no Deontay Johnson.
Is that the wide receiver from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Word.
I didn't know it either.
I will give Pepper Johnson the opportunity to come in and interview and show me what he envisions. I will at least do that. Absolutely, hands down.
Pepper?
Especially if Flores is in the mix.
Come to me.
I'm not going to fall into that. That's a trap. I'm sticking with what I said in the beginning. DeVoe has already been hired. Daniel Jones is going to be retained, at least for this season. I will be shocked if they get a quarterback with 5-7. I think they're going to go lineman and defense with the 5-7 pick. And I think Sean is going to work this draft as he sees fit. But that's what I think.
I'm all the way with what everybody said today. I want it all brand new. I want it all blew up.
Yeah.
I'm good with what's going on. Here's something from Brian DeBole. Hi, Jordan.
Yeah,
he had some insider info. Y'all saw this?
Yeah, he went in the ring. Straight flexing.
Yeah, bro. Yo, Brian DeBole. Inbox Jordan.